Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, we're here live tonight and good to be with you. Hope you're doing good. I'm doing good. You're doing good. That's good. And if you're not doing good, you're not doing good as you want to do, we're going to be praying for you that you will be catching hold of what God says about where you're at and what's going on with you. And that's one of our main goals, is to, you know, speak to you the word of the Lord. You know, what God is saying about where you're at, what God's saying about what's going on. Right? And so we're gonna get that. It's really gonna be awesome. Yeah. And so welcome to the place tonight where we do it. More than we talk about it, that is minister to you, minister to people, minister to the Lord. I think we minister to the Lord sometimes. And I think he really likes it. God likes it when we minister to him, when we talk about him. You know, because when we talk about him, we're talking about who our Creator is, our Father. And when you love your Father, life goes well with you. The Bible says even in the natural, when you honor your mother and father, life goes well with you. So that's a big thing. And much more our spiritual father, right? Yeah. So really, really cool. All right, good to be here tonight. If you haven't been able to find the link to give tonight, you want to give, just send for that. I will get it to you, and we will send it to you, and yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I got it now. Thank you very much. Yes, thank you, Carmen. Carmen knew something was going on. Thank you for that. Yes, I was talking into my phone. I muted it because I had to do some things, and there we go. Thank you very much. Yeah, so thank you for being with us tonight, and I guess I should kind of share what I was just sharing, just kind of get started. But yeah, so, you know, the pressure thing we talked about, you know, last night a little bit, and the text that I sent out to everybody, to our whole email family, and by email alert about the pressure that I've been under. And it's not like, you know, pressure doesn't come because you've done something particularly wrong. Sometimes because you do something right, and doing something right can bring pressure, just like doing something wrong can bring pressure, right? So, you know, you can have pressure on you because you're doing things wrong, right? You come under the conviction that the Holy Spirit can't make you do right, but he pressures you, right? That's what he does. That's the way he deals with us. He puts pressure on us. And so in my case, you know, and this, thank God, I've been doing, you know, good. God's been good to me. But the thing is that, you know, the more you obey God, the more the pressure comes to you. But it's God pressure, you know. Let me get that scripture for you that I've talked about a few times here. I want to bring it up again tonight. Looks like we're going to go there for a moment and talk about the pressure realm so we can help people understand why pressure helps you, not hurts you. All right? Acts 14, 22. Let's go there just for a moment. Oh, my computer just fell. I'm going to get it here in a minute. I'm going to get it going on here. I really am. All right, let's go here to Acts 14, 22. I want to explain this to you because what's happening, that the pressure thing and all that, I hope I didn't overdo it or underdo it. I hope I gave it to you exactly like it was, and I think I did. Because and it wasn't sent to you to it was for your prayers, not prayers because, you know, I'm under pressure to sin or under pressure to do something wrong. Well, doing something wrong, yeah, disobeying God, that would be wrong, wouldn't it? I went through this whole thing because I even preached on this not very long ago, right? Some of you might remember if you were able to be on that. It talks about in the book of Acts where they in Acts 14, verse 22, it says, verse 21 says, and they preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples. And then they returned to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch, strengthening the souls. And watch what they did, strengthening the souls of the disciples and encouraging them to continue in the faith. We must endure much hardship to enter the kingdom of God. Well, one version says we must enter into much tribulation, and that's the one I want to go to. Let's go to the King James Version, which says it a little bit differently. I wasn't sure exactly where I was going with that one. Let's go here. Acts 14:22. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's one that I want. And this is not, it's not, has nothing to do with the Great Tribulation or anything necessarily, although it does explain some of it to us a little bit here. What the tribulation is going to do, what the Great Tribulation is going to do, which we're going to be here for. Some of you don't believe it. Some of you do. Some of you are not sure. And whatever, we're going to at least explain to you the principle of pressure, of being under the pressure under tribulation. Which tribulation means pressure. And like when I sent you that alert and that text about what I've been going through the last since May, we've entered into a whole new pressure. And, of course, I didn't even realize it, even though I preached on it. I didn't have talked about this very thing I'm talking about tonight before, not very long ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, about how that we must quit. I said, don't pray for me that God takes the pressure off, right? You remember that? I said, pray for me. Pray for your friends. Pray for your loved ones that the pressure doesn't come off, but that the pressure from God that God's putting on them to change or whatever, that pressure, whatever that pressure is for from God, don't pray that it comes off of them, because that pressure is there to press them into God. And if they already know Jesus, to press them into places in Jesus that they've never known before. And that's what's going to happen to us. We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God, right? So he's talking here, they were strengthening the souls of the disciples of the new church, exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God, right? And so he's saying too much tribulations really means pressure. Like when I put in my text to you guys, about the olive press, like that's what Jesus was at in the Garden of Gethsemane. The reason I use the word olive press, number one, that's just the way the Holy Spirit told me to say it. But number two, it comparing it to what Jesus went through in the Garden of Gethsemane, which is what I'm saying, that it is a season, a time where God was putting pressure on Jesus, right? You can see sweat is at work, great drops of blood, right? Yeah, so there's a great amount of pressure that was being applied, and it wasn't the devil doing it. It was God, and God was pressing Jesus into a new place, like he's been pressing me into a new place and you into a new place, right? So we got to quit rebuking the pressure, right? Jesus didn't rebuke the pressure. In fact, he said, God, you know, if this cup can pass from me, in other words, he was feeling the pressure, but he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your pressure, the pressure you're putting on me, if you're pressing me to do this, if you're pressing me to do this, now I will do it. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will. He was saying, the pressure that's on me, because friend, I guarantee you, the pressure was being felt all over Jerusalem. It wasn't just with Jesus. It was being felt all over Jerusalem, because what God is about to do in Jerusalem was going to bring salvation to the globe. This was the most magnificent time of the whole world since man entered into sin. I mean, it's greater than the temple being built. It's greater than deliverance of Israel out of Egypt. It's greater than anything you could see, any victory they had. And this victory that was about to be wrought came with such pressure. And the pressure wasn't from the devil. The pressure was from God. Now, does the devil put pressure on us? Absolutely. Do we put pressure on ourselves? Yeah, absolutely. Can we get pressure building up in our lives because we don't keep things, our mind clean every day? I'm not saying clean because you're watching some pornography. I'm talking about clean because you might say something, think something ugly towards somebody. You wish you hadn't done it. As little as that, from the little things to the big things. The little things trip us up more than the big things do. The big things, you know, oh, God, forgive me for saying that horrible thing to that person. But it's some little thing you would say, well, you know, I feel kind of bad about that, but no big deal. And so we just kind of like go on, like we talked about last night, I believe. So the pressure builds up. There's different levels and different ways that pressure builds up. All right? So we've got to understand those different pressures. But the pressure that God was putting on Jesus, Jesus was feeling that pressure, right? When they took communion together, he was saying, he was talking about this hour and this time and this season. Jesus was talking about it. Let's try to go there for a moment. He said, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed. I mean, look at the pressure with that. Let's look at that just for a second. Go there just for a minute. I want to show you the pressure that's going on here, to show you that this was a buildup of things. Matthew 26, verse 24 says, the Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born. And now Jesus was talking about, you know, he was talking about what was about to happen to him. In other words, he knew that he was going to die for our sins. He knew that he was going to suffer. He knew that Judas was going to betray him. He knew that. Right. But then he began to discuss it. He never really talked about it that much. And then all of a sudden he's talking about it. He talks about it at the Last Supper, right? Their Last Supper together. What did he do? He started talking. He said, the pressure's coming. He said, I'm going to be betrayed by one of you. I mean, anytime you tell your disciples who have been your best friends that one of you, the 12, is going to betray me, they all started looking at each other like, oh, is it me? Is it me? Is it me? The pressure was coming. Not that Jesus was saying things under pressure, but he was saying it because of the pressure. He felt the pressure putting on him that was getting ready to usher him into a very difficult time, but a time of glory, a time of power, a time of salvation, that everything in the earth is about to shift because of what he was about to do in a few days. This was an amazing thing, and this is kind of what I'm trying to explain to you guys, that God began to show me about the pressure I was under. Now, the pressure is different because this pressure has to do with, you know, the times that we're in, like, you know, the Antichrist and the two witnesses that we're going to see, that all this is going to begin to show up, you know, very soon. And so it sounds shocking, doesn't it, to talk about that, but that's just, I have to tell you so that when it happens, you'll know that we knew, all right? That's why we talk about it, is so that we can, in a sense, document it, so it can be written down and declared that God already talked about this through his servants, right, the prophets, and so I'm one of those. And so, you know, so the pressure was coming on Jesus. This pressure wasn't, it's not that Jesus didn't say, I need prayer. He did. You know, he was feeling the pressure. He told the disciples, he said, you know, pray for me. And they just fell asleep. You know why? You know what the Bible says why they fell asleep? Because there was a lot of pressure in the garden. If you go read it, it said it was heavy. They were asleep because it was so heavy in the garden. I don't have that exact scripture, but just Google it. And you'll find it. It's right there when they're in the garden. And so, you know, the pressure was coming. He felt it at when they were taking communion. He felt it before then, because he began to talk about it. Remember when Mary anointed his feet? Y'all remember that? That was right before he was going to die. Remember? Because he said she broke the alabaster box and anointed his feet and anointed him for his burial. So what was he trying to tell everybody? He'd already told them many times that he was going to die. But now he's pressing in, because at the very moment, if you read scripture, you see the very moment that he was saying that to her, they were actually getting together trying to find out how to actually get Jesus. They were having a meeting. The Sanhedrin was having a meeting that very moment. They were actually voting or dealing with it. And Jesus was feeling the pressure. Now, they were voting on that because the pressure was on them. They felt pressure, right? They felt like Jerusalem's going to fall apart if we don't stop this guy. And all that pressure was God designed. Yeah, God designed. He had Judas betray Jesus. That was God designed, not the devil. We got to get this straight. I think most people understand that. But it was God designed. Or Jesus would have had to commit suicide in order to die, because they would never killed him. Right? He had Judas do it because he had to have somebody. He couldn't go turn himself in and say, I'm the Son of God. And then he knew they would have crucified him if he walked in there and said, I'm the Son of God. I'm the man. Judas had to be the one who brought the lamb, brought his lamb, his friend, the lamb. Remember, the Israelites kept the lamb for a few days. to be friends. So Judas was kind of friend. Remember Jesus said to Judas, friend? Well, that's what they talk about in the Jewish culture. They would bring the lamb in before they brought it to take it to sacrifice it and get to know it a little bit, kind of befriend it. And then the children said, well, what happened to the lamb? Well, the lamb died for you. And the stories they tell about it representing what Christ did for us, right? So Judas was the one who Jesus himself, even when they came to get him, literally, when the priests came to get him, literally, in the garden, he said, friend to Judas. That's what was going on with the lamb when they were taking the lamb to be offered up. They literally had befriended that lamb. The children loved the lamb, right? This whole story is amazing. And all that was happening, not because the devil was getting out of control. We got to get the counsel of God correct, y'all. We got to get it right so we can think clearly when this stuff starts going on. So we'll start blaming the devil and start falsely prophesying about things that aren't going to happen because we're freaking out. We're freaking out. We're prophesying under fear. We're saying things under, you know, duress, and our thinking's not straight. We've got to get the whole counsel of God right. And so Jesus was under the pressure of the Father. That's what the Garden of Gethsemane is. Gethsemane was like a press, like an olive press. He was being pressed by who? The devil? No, God was pressing him. This was designed to the Father because he was about to have his son offered up like a lamb, like he had Abraham offer up Isaac. It's the same picture where the Father is literally taking his son and offering him up on a mountain. This is the picture that we've got to get in our head. So God wouldn't have anything to do with that. Like I've had people tell me, I don't know where they get that information, but it's not from the Bible, that's for sure. It sure ain't the Bible. Read your Bible, friend. Please read the Bible. Quit listening to these preachers who are half-baked, twisted sister, Jezebel-inspired preachers. All right, let's don't go there. It was you. So the pressure, we're talking about the pressure tonight. We're talking about the pressure that I have been experiencing a new pressure. And it's not the devil. It's not the devil. You know, Jesus said, don't feel sorry for me. You know, pray for, he even told him when he was on the way. Remember, you've seen the movies and read the scripture, right? He said, don't cry for me. Cry for yourselves. Right. Because they were the ones that were going to be, you know, messed up. He said, don't cry for me. Cry for yourselves. Jesus had a very good understanding of what was happening. And he knew that what he was about to do was going to be glorious. Oh, it was going to be painful. It was going to be awful to watch. But God had put such pressure on the earth because he was about to rip the veil of the heavens. He was about to rip the veil of the skies and the earth, if you will, and the spirit realm. He was about to rip the veil. When the veil was written in a temple, it was just simply a picture of literally what had happened in the spirit realm all across the earth. The earth was like split open. Mary's heart was rent, the Bible says. Mary's heart, his mother. All this was done by God. And it helps press us into the kingdom of God, Acts 14:22. It helps press us into places that we would not go otherwise. In other words, there's only one way to go there, friend. There's only one way to go into those places in the kingdom. And you must suffer. I'm not talking about suffering from doing wrong, deliberate, willful wrong. I'm talking about suffering from doing right, from doing what God said. When God told me to declare, this is just one level. He told me to declare the market going to 33,000. The whole industry was saying that the opposite was going to go on. I've documented all this stuff. I've documented what they said, who said what, when they said it, how much they said. I documented the whole thing. So nobody can ever say, I documented the whole thing. And for the purpose of, because people tend to forget when everything's finished and over with, oh, yeah, well, you know, it wasn't all that bad. Well, no, right in the middle of COVID, people were freaking out. They were panicking. And we forget that because it ended, it kind of like shifted pretty quickly, at least the financial part of it shifted. Remember all that? People were panicking. People were freaking out right here. Right here, y'all, us, me, you. I mean, I don't know how much I was panicking because God showed me. When God shows, here's a reason that we need to tell people what's going on. So if they won't panic, some of you were at least being told what was really going on, and what was really going to happen, even with the market, and even with the economy, telling you right, God was telling you guys and me right here on this show, why was he doing that? So that you would, yeah, and it didn't mean you would freak out a little bit. It didn't mean that you wouldn't still be shaken, because we were all shaken. But the truth is, some people were freaking out like the whole world is going to fall apart because it was being rent. Something was being torn. Donald Trump was being used by God in many different ways to rent the veil in his own little way. He was used to make the system people so ticked off that they didn't care what anybody thought. What did that do? That exposed a lot of things. And that was the beginning of the rending of the veil. And part of it was that, just like with Jesus, when Jesus came in and did his job and they started freaking out, right? Think about how God used Trump, right? And Trump was not even a man of God. He was a good guy, and, you know, he had his problems and issues, but he was being called by God to do a lot of great things. It was awesome. But not anything like Jesus, but the same thing was kind of going on. You know, Trump came in, started stripping them of all their authority, all their power. You're taking away things, and because he had the power as a president to do it. They started freaking out, and then they crucified him, right? And they're not even finished crucifying him. They got rid of him, if you will. And so what were they doing with Jesus? What did Jesus do? He came along, and all of Jerusalem was freaking out because, like, he's going to take over. Jesus is going to take over. The same, symbolically, it's the same thing going on. That's why Trump was a type. When I first saw him come down the escalator, God spoke to me just like I'm talking to you in my spirit, man, and said, Antichrist. And I knew that he wasn't the Antichrist. I knew who the Antichrist was, or I would have thought he was, probably. I don't know. But I already knew he wasn't the Antichrist because God already gave me his name. I already knew his name back then. And so I said, God, what are you trying to say? And I didn't understand it for a while until I realized that he was going to be used to get the system people to freak out, like what happened with Jesus. The system people in the religious community freaked out because this guy's going to take over everything. That's exactly what we saw with Trump. Oh, it was amazing. That's why I loved it so much. And I was like, God, I'm glad I go voted for him. Go get him, man. Yeah. I mean, that's what I was doing. Y'all hear me right here laughing about it, having fun. I laughed when he mocked them. You know, some of the things he did I didn't think was too cute, but too funny and too, you know, good. But for the most part, his job, he did it very well. He was perfectly called to do that. So we're going to get back. So we're talking about the signs of the pressure and the rending of the veil. Like when COVID came in, that was designed basically to take not only to take Trump out, but to do a lot of other things. To rent, it was the beginning, in a sense, the beginning of sorrows to develop to the point. So now you can see that now that we've named the Antichrist and the red heifers have showed up in Israel 3 days later, you can tell that that's kind of what's happening, right? That we're in that time, we're in that season, we're in that place where the sorrows, you know. And when the sorrows come, according to Scripture, you know, we're getting really the right kind of sorrows, and they start escalating, or they start becoming, they happen back-to-back, which we've seen a lot of, and it's just beginning. All this is God's mercy. He's putting pressure on the earth. Why? Because he's going to separate the system people. This is the renting that's happening right now. He's the tearing and the pressure that I've been feeling, and didn't even know it, the pressure I've been feeling with the 33, right, the 33,000 in the market, it was telling everybody that it's not going to go down like they all feared. It's going to go up. We were very plain, put it out, even got here on the show. I finally said, well, I guess we can tell everybody on the show. I started telling everybody on the show before it happened, you know, let them know that God knew this stuff. And I wasn't sure he was going to let me do that, but he did. And plus, I documented it anyway, and I had that documentation, if anybody ever wants it, just documented with people, you know, different people and several different people. So I did that on purpose because I know how this thing works. And so, you know, God says the pressure began during the Trump time at another level. And then, of course, Biden came in, and then God told me everything I've told you is going to come to pass now, which has to do with the Antichrist, two witnesses, and the massive merger, which is the merging of the one world government and the religion, all that. So that those major three things right there are enough. And it kind of freaked me out a little bit. I mean, the fear of God came on me. That's what I mean, freaked out. I was freaked out when he told me that, just like I'm talking to you. The moment they said Joe Biden on November the 7th, 2020, said he had won it, CNN, Fox, and others announced that he was the winner. And then Trump started hollering, bless his heart. Yeah, right then, when I heard that, my belly exploded with the fear of God, the reverential fear of all God. I said, everything I told you about is going to pass. I went, oh, my God. Oh, Lord, please. Because I didn't understand it at first. You know, and then he began to explain to me that the pressure had begun to be poured out. I'm going to pour out on my servants, the prophets. I'm going to pour out on my spirit. And when God pours out his spirit, sometimes it comes with great freedom and liberty, and sometimes it comes to press us to rent the veil, to tear things, to open up things that have never been opened up, that have never, and hear me, please, that have never been opened up before. Never. We are now, we have been in that place, but it's accelerating, and the Antichrist name and the red heifers was a huge signal to me and to the globe, I think, to the Jews. You know, I mean, that turned everything around. Everything around. So the pressure began to come. Okay, I want to tell you something that Kim Clement said. I'm not a big Kim Clement person, though I think he was a mighty man of God. He was amazing. He was amazing, man. The guy was amazing. But I wasn't a big follower of him, although I did watch him and keep up with him. I wasn't a follower of him, but I liked him a lot. Right. I couldn't understand it because he was too mysterious for me. But I guess that was cool because that's okay, right? Yeah, it's okay. And so a lot of people love Kim, and they just didn't understand a lot of what he said because a lot of what he said was for the future, right? So now watch this. I want you to listen real close about this. I'm going to share something Kim Clement shared that confirms the stuff I'm saying, according to his daughter. His daughter, who now has taken over his videos and listens to his videos, and says, now this is the latest video that I listened to just recently, that she says she interprets something that Kim Clement prophesied, and that was the time that we're in right now. She says Kim prophesied that several years ago and said these words, that there's a veil coming upon America, and America is going to go through a dark season. And their faith will grow in this dark season. This is Kim Clement prophesying, not me, Kim Clement. She's on a show talking about this. She says, when my father prophesied that, she says, this is Joe Biden. That God, and Kim in the word, he didn't say the devil's doing it. He said, and he shouted out, and he said, when he said, a veil shall come upon America, and it shall be dark for a season, and that my people will grow in their faith in the darkness. And the Lord says, it is me that has done this. That's what he said. It's amazing. And his daughter, who is saying, that's Joe Biden. That's the first time anybody has admitted that Joe Biden was chosen by God, in the sense that God was bringing the veil upon America for a season. That's the first time I've ever heard anybody admit that, ever. And if you want that link, I'll send it to you. You can listen to the whole show. It's amazing. I was in shock. I went, what? Because Kim Clement, in his prophesying, a dark veil shall come upon the land of America, talking about the presidential time and all this, and saying that, and it shall be, you know, a darkness, but my people shall grow in this time of darkness by their faith shall grow big during the season. And then she says, she stops the video, and she said, this is Kim Clement's daughter saying it. That she said that was Joseph Biden, because Kim Clement said, and this veil is of me, saith the Lord. Yeah, Jeannie says, I want that link. Well, you're going to get it. I'm going to send it to you. Maybe I have it right here. I can just tell you what it is right now. Hang on a second. Yeah, here it is right here. Okay, here it is, Jeannie. You want this? Just Google on YouTube. Nautic November. Let me see if I can get it for you. If anybody else wants that. I mean, y'all, this blew my mind. I could not believe his daughter is saying this about his word. She said, not some guy who didn't like Kim, his own daughter, I don't even know what her name is, said, that's Joe Biden. Because Kim Commit said, and it's me, saith the Lord. You know, all these other prophets, when they heard me say about, you know, and Hank Kuhneman mainly, when he found out that I had said this, publicly said, you know, this guy that's saying that Joe Biden's okay, you know, which I never said, oh, he was okay. I just said he was, God was doing it. And they misinterpreted it, I think, sounds like to me, that they were saying that this is not of God. And every one of them have said, this is not of God. This is the first time that from a prophecy that Kim Clement gave, that his own daughter said, this is the time we're in now. This is Joe Biden. And Kim said, and hollered it out. He said, it's me, like he was mad. It's me, saith the Lord, that did this. Woo! Y'all, I was like going, oh, my God. It was like amazing. Let me get that to you. I might as well get it up because I think people are going to ask for it. I cannot believe it. And this is not some weird kooky bunch out there. This is actually his daughter.
Mystery. It's intentional.
I'm trying to find out how to get the link. Hang on a second. Anyway, look up, how do I get that? I don't even know how to do that. I'm right in the middle of a show, but. Anyway, it's called Hypnotic, H-Y-P. I found it. Okay. TikTok. I don't have TikTok. It's on YouTube. Go to YouTube. You have YouTube. Go to YouTube. Go, do exactly as I tell you, and you'll find it. Okay? And everybody else, don't try to go on some other link. Go on the link on YouTube, unless you have a thing against YouTube or something, then maybe you can find it some other way. But this is the easiest way for now. Hypnotic November, They Fall in Fall, Kim Clement. This was released a month ago. Hypnotic November, H-Y-P-O-N-O-T-I-C, Hypnotic November, .. They Shall Fall in Fall. Kim Clement, Don or Don, his daughter's name is D-O-N-N-E, Donne or something. Is that her name? I don't even know. Clement. And then Bo Pony. And the guy that's having the program also is called Bo. His name is Bo, like B-O, and then P-O-L-N-Y. The guy who's with her on the program is a pretty well-known guy. And his name is B-O, Bo. And then P-O-L-N-Y, P-O-L-N-Y, Polny. And go to it, and I've got it. You have to listen to the whole thing, but that's, man, listen, you're going to be surprised. Because Kim Clement is saying, and this is God. And he was, like, angry, like people knew, like he knew people weren't going to accept it as being God. And Kim Clement was saying, and this is God. You know, I mean, he was, like, getting it, like, you'll see for yourself. he was like he gets a little crazy. I love it. And it was awesome, man. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. And even though this, you can just listen to it. A lot of the stuff that's said on there by the Bow guy is not right. But it's really good. I think you'll enjoy it. Have any questions about it, let me know. But that's how you find it. Go there, and you will see it for yourself. She said it's Joe Biden. And Kim come in and say, and this veil that's coming upon America is God. I'm doing this, saith the Lord. Y'all, I almost blew a gasket over that because I haven't heard anybody say that. This is about a month old. According, you'll see it there on YouTube. And it's a month old, and it's going to rock your boat. If you think that Randy Chandler has been missing it, he's going to find out. I don't know. As far as Kim Clement goes and what they say that he's saying, and there's a lot more to it I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about this next week. I'm going to open up and talk about the details of this word that they gave and how some of it is good. And the guy, Bo, he's talking about some financial stuff. You can tell he doesn't have a mantle for the market because he's saying that it's not going to happen. But In fact, just the opposite of what Bo's saying is going to happen in the market. He didn't have a market anointing, that's for sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but you know me. I kind of watch all this stuff when the market people say market stuff. So there you go. And very, very interesting. And hopefully, hang on a second. All right, there you go. All right, so tonight we're talking about the pressure. I want to explain the pressure to you. Now, if you have pressure from unforgiveness or something like that, which we can all have at times in our life, I've talked about my own struggles with things at times, right? You can have pressure from that. Sometimes, usually it's the pressure that comes from God is to help us straighten it out, right, to get it right. That pressure comes from the Holy Spirit. He's pressuring you to get that right so that judgment doesn't have to go, because if you keep resisting God telling you to get it right, and he keeps telling you, get that right, you've been hiding that, you've been spying on this, and you've been spying around, trying to do some things, trying to find, and you're doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and to men of God or whoever, and you've been doing some stuff that's been ungodly, you know, if you don't get that out in the open, get that right, you know, you're going to find, you know, if you keep resisting over and over and over again, you will see judgment. It's not about going to hell, it's about you will see judgment, and judgment will stop you from prospering and being blessed. That's what it does. It's like the curse is really another way of saying being cursed, you know, the curse of God is just not being blessed, being not blessed, right? Not blessed means you're cursed, right? And if you're not blessed, you're cursed. In other words, you're under the world is going to take over whatever they want to take over, whatever they want to take over. And that's being under the curse, so to speak. And so God wants us to be under the blessing, and that's why we need to make sure we obey God. If you're already saved, there's no more thing to try to get saved. You're saved. That if you're truly saved, and you're born again, and you're seated with Christ in heavenly places, that's never going to change. Never. You weren't saved by doing things right, and you're not going to be saved by doing things. You're not going to lose your salvation by doing things wrong. You didn't gain it. You gained it by grace. It's a gift. Right, and God is not an Indian giver, right? And so it's not even possible for you to give that gift back to Him. Not even possible for you to be able to do that, right? Once a child is born of a certain bloodline, you can never change. You can get rid of all their blood and try to change it. You ain't gonna be able to do it, not effectively. Because once that child's blood is in you, once that DNA is in you, you can never change that. Your creation, your new creation came. And that can never be changed. What you were made out of, the seed remains in you. He that is born of God sinneth not, because his seed remains in him. In other words, the seed is your DNA. The DNA of God, when you get born again, that can never change. It's like a child, like in the natural realm, when you're born of flesh and blood. Once you're born of flesh and blood of your mama and daddy, that your DNA and all that stuff, your blood, you can never change that. You can mess with the genes and things, but you can't change that DNA and make yourself somebody else. Just like in the spirit realm. The reason you can't sin, it says he that is born of God cannot sin. That's because he's talking about your spirit man, not your soul, not your body. That can sin. Your spirit man cannot sin. Why? Because it says his seed remains in you. Right? Because you were born of that seed, of your father and egg of your mother. That can never, you can never change that. You can run away. You can say, "No, I don't. They're not mine. I don't believe in." But you know what? It's proven. When they do a DNA test, they're going, "Oh no, that you're God's child." Or you're going to go, "You belong to your mama and your daddy." It says right here. I don't care whose mama, who you say your mama is, your dad, but your origin came from God, or your new origin came from God being born again. Your origin of your natural birth came from this seed. You can never change that, friend. And so is it in the spirit. You didn't get your salvation by works. You can't lose it by works. Contrary, that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. I used to believe it. I believed it and preached it for years. And not anymore. But the problem is some people just really aren't born again. That's the problem. So that's the real problem. All right, so we're talking about pressure tonight. And that pressure is amazing, but the thing about the pressure is that according to Acts 14, what we're talking about tonight, it's what presses you into that place with God. That's why we want that pressure. As hard as it is to say that, that's why we want that pressure. And nobody really wants it. I didn't really like it when God put that on me. Right. It wasn't because I did something wrong this time. You know, I did something right. I was doing something right. I was righteous in what God was telling me to say something about the market, which to him is very important, right? Because he's trying to show that he's in control of this. He's trying to show through this prophet, I'm the only prophet I know of that gets specific information with detailed numbers and information on the market. I don't know of any other prophet. Anybody knows anybody, let me know and show me the proof, right? Like Paul says, there's not many fathers. There's many teachers. There's not many fathers. Same thing. I don't know any prophet that gets specific detailed information about the market and tells the exact numbers that it's going to go to. There is none. There is none. And God gave it to somebody who's totally ignorant of it, right? There's no way. There's no bragging about that. That's just God. And so we have to realize that and realize that's just the way it is. And God said this thing about 33 twice, going to 33,000 twice, because everybody said it was going to go down. All the know-it-alls, it's going down. It's going to crash from May, before May, and then on. They've all been predicting all this stuff, right? And then in October, I even told people, I even texted up here, I said, it's going to turn in October. I missed it by about a week as far as the exact timing of it with the numbers added to it, about a week or two maybe. But I did some charts. This is not the word of the Lord. I did some charts, and so I'm mixing the chart work I did for timing, and I put the timing in October. And so in October is when the whole global community said, oh, we think it's going to turn around now. And I gave that word weeks and weeks and weeks. I don't have the exact date from you, but I do have it when we gave that word. Only God can do that stuff, y'all. What's he trying to say? He's trying to say, hey, I know what's going on, saith the Lord. Randy doesn't know. Nobody else knows, but I know. And if I can find one person, just one person, to do my will and do my work, that could be you, that could be me, in this particular area, he found one person who'll be willing to make a fool of himself to say whatever God says. And believe me, the pressure that comes with this is God pressure. And it's pressing me in because this time I'm being rewarded for like Jesus was rewarded to see at the right hand of the Father. I'm being rewarded. God's taking this prophet level to a whole nother prophet level. See, that's what that did. That's why it's important that you obey God with what you have and where you're at, and that you not compromise. Your compromise will end it all. When Moses compromised and he struck the rock, just that one mistake, as far as I know, Moses only made one mistake, y'all. And that one mistake, guess what it did? Because of the level he was at, it cost him. I read it to you. Some people say, oh, it's the sovereignty of God. I think I used to say that. You know, but you can call it whatever you want to, but God says, okay, you were going to take him in, now you're not, in numbers. It specifically says that. So you can call that sovereignty if you want, whatever, I don't really care. Doesn't matter to me what you call it, but that's what God said. The bush, you're taking him in. At the rock, he said, you're not. Oh, that's pretty good. At the bush, you're taking him in. That's what God said. But at the rock, he says, you're not. That's exactly what happened. The bush, he says, you're taking him in to Canaan land. He told him that. And God's not a false prophet. And then at the rock, he had to prove it. He had to show proof that I'm not a false prophet, saith God. But when you are called to this level of information and you give it wrong, you know, in the place that Moses was in, that was it for him. There was no, oh, poor little Moses, God, oh, he did so much for me. No, there's just something about it. I don't understand it. He said, that's it for you. You're out. And I kind of had a little glimpse of some of that with some of the things I've dealt with. Believe me, when God starts giving you stuff and you mess it up, he's going to take away the thing you hid in fear, and he's going to give it to somebody else. He's not going to say, oh, you poor little thing. And the ones who take, there's a multiply. Well, in this particular case, thank God, with all that pressure and staying true to God and prophesying the second time around that it's going to go to 33,000, when they sure enough with the whole global community was saying, it's going down. God says, tell them again, Randy, it's going to 33. I said, no, God, please. I can't handle that. You know, not really, but no, it wasn't that bad. But it was pretty pressured up. But
But it all pressed me into a new place. Now I'm going to be rewarded, y'all. Get ready. PGN's going to go to a whole other level. Randy Chandler, we need to have a little party. Randy Chandler, thanks to your prayers, and thanks to your help and your love prayers, like I said in my little note. I mean, literally, thanks for your prayer. I made it. Thank God. I don't know how. I don't know how, but somehow God brought me through that, and I didn't compromise. Not one ounce. I got bolder. See, that's what happened with me. God brought me to a bolder place. You think you're bold or you think I'm bold. Some of your friends are bold. Wait till you see what a real prophet's going to do. I mean, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about a real bold prophet, what that's going to be like, y'all. Woo! It's going to be hot and amazing and a little bit scary sometimes, I have to say. So get prepared. Are you ready? I'm not sure you're ready. I'm not sure I'm ready. But you know what? I'm going to give it my best shot. That's for sure. So hopefully you are ready. And if you're not, you know, God can help you. All right? He will help you. Believe me, if he helped me, if I can make it through something like that, yeah, I guarantee you, you can make it. You can. What Jesus said, I kind of like the Lord in that way. I really believe that if what Jesus said, he said, what I do, you can do also. I want to share that with you guys. What I do, you can do it and do greater things. I guarantee you. And that's what we preach. And that's what we prophesy. You can do it. If I can do it, oh, believe me, if you only knew how good our God is. He is truly amazing. Yeah, he's truly amazing. All right, hang on a second. I'm kind of getting a little stuff going. Hang on just a second. Right there with you. Hopefully you're able to understand some of this. Hopefully I'm making it clear. I'm trying to. I don't want to present myself as being, you know, I made it by the grace of God. The pressure was unbelievable. Okay, Jeannie, you got it. Thank you. Yeah, when you get a chance to listen to that, maybe listen to it now. Can't blame her. Okay, that's an amazing. It shocked me when she broke in there and she said, that's Joe Biden. And God told Kim that this is me, saith the Lord. Woo! That set me on and this is about a month ago. It set me on a whole different track with some of them people, because somebody's finally getting the vein of revelation. Somebody's finally getting it, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome, man. I mean, the turnaround with this stuff, when they start saying that, instead of saying I had it wrong, saying that God gave it to me right, and they repent of their obnoxious false information, for whatever reason they did it, I don't know. You know, God forgive them, and he will if they ask for it, or if they change. If they don't change, he won't. I guarantee God, if they don't get it right, God will not forgive them. You know, I mean, they're not going to hell, but he will not forgive them. In other words, when you're not forgiven, that means you're not getting the reward. That makes sense? Yeah, that means you're not getting the reward. And the rewards are to keep you going. The rewards, when you understand rewards, that they're there to keep you going, Cash, and dig you a hole in the back and hide your – no, they're there to keep the will of God going for your life. That's why you want them, right? Seriously, that's why you want them. Don't ever deny and say, oh, I don't want your rewards anymore. I'm not doing it for the rewards. What you're doing it for is so that God's kingdom will multiply, right? That's what it's all about. We got to get that in our thinking and change the way we think about that. He said, you must believe that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That he said, you must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently. You must believe it. Oh, I'm not really doing it for that. Well, that's what I've said many times, though, you know, because it sounds so wonderful. And it does sound pretty cool to say that, right? But it's just in doctrinally and spiritually, it's just not, because it's the rewards that cause the kingdom of God in your life to go forward. And if you don't want that, which I know you do, but in case there's somebody out there that doesn't want that, then you're not going to get many rewards. You're not going to be obeying God, and therefore you're not going to get any rewards. Okay, it won't come to you. You go to heaven. I don't mind if I preach it like I believe it, do you? I'm going to do it anyway, but it should be nice to have some agreement. Thank God for our PGM friends that agree with us. I'm so grateful. Literally, y'all don't even have a clue how grateful I am for our PGM friends who have been with me, for us. And even though you rebuke me under your breath a time or two, I love you for that even. I do. I love you for that. I really do. I love you for that because you're so sincere, and you just want God's work, and you know, I just feel a tremendous love for you. And if you only knew, and thank you for your prayers for me during that time. I know that I couldn't really tell you what was going on. Like I said, it wasn't because I did anything wrong, because I was doing something righteous, right? In other words, for that God had me doing. There's righteous rewards that God gives when you do what He says with what He's given you. And I doubled it. I doubled it. You know, I took what God gave me in a sense because, you know, I don't know if I should explain this right now or not, but I doubled it, so to speak. In other words, God gave it to me once. I said, okay, I'll let you speak that through me. And I gave them permission. You know, like God has to get our permission. Believe me, He's looking for somebody that they will give their permission to Him to do whatever He wants. That's what a true servant is. He's serving what the cook serves, right? So I said, okay, you can do it. Did it once. And I thought, oh, man, I just thank you, God. We made it through that. That was amazing. The whole world was saying, no, it's not going to happen, basically. And we were given numbers. We were just saying it might go up. We're saying we're giving – God gave me numbers, 33,000. And that's exactly what it did. It didn't go to 30 – it didn't just stay at 32, 34. You know, it went to 33 and hovered at 33. And then I said, later it's going to go to 34. I got all the documentation on it. And, and it did that. God is my witness, and Christ I lie not. And then he turned around when it all went back down again, heading to hell in a handbasket. He said, tell them again, Randy, it's going to go to 33 and then 34. And I said, oh, God. Okay, Lord. And I did it under excruciating, like, oh, God, you know, help me. And he did. And I did it. I did what he said. I took what he gave me, and I yielded to it. Therefore, that's what happens. Now I doubled it, Lord, in a sense, because I allowed it to go through me, right? And then when it came to pass, and it was successful, which is it's written in history now. It's a documented fact forever in the global economy, on the charts and documentation that I have, and that I document with several different people, right, two or three of them right here on PGN. And so thank God for them. Thank God for those people who helped me walk through some of that. I thank you for that. Right? Yeah. Kim Commit's daughter said, you got to get that and listen to that. You know, I mean, I couldn't believe it. God has placed a veil over America, and I did it, saith the Lord. I couldn't believe it. And she said, yeah, that's Joe Biden. I went like, that is brand spanking new from anybody besides me, from the Lord showing me. There ain't nobody that said that I've heard. That's in the realm of being, you know, speaking and in the ministry. I don't know anybody that has, but especially that. That was mind-boggling. And I got a lot more to talk about that, but it's 10 o'clock, so I guess we can move on. I've been over an hour talking about this. Thank you for loving the prophetic. We are blessed here. God has really been gracious to us. We are very blessed. And believe me, friend, the ones who have been with me in this and have walked with me through this and been my friends and loved me in spite of myself and even at times rebuked me under their breath, even though they were wrong, I still love you. And I understood why you were rebuking me, and it was several of you admitted it. Thank you for that. I thank you for your love for that. I really do. I mean that. I don't have to have everybody agree with everything. Just don't run. Some of them ran. Some of them went the other way. They got mad and went the other way. And I can't blame them, I guess. It was a lot of pressure, difficult. But, you know, they're going to lose their reward. That's the sad part. They're going to actually lose their reward. And I'm not talking about money either or blessings and that. I'm talking about just overall general. They're going to lose their reward that they could have had of not just doing what PGN is doing, but doing what God has called them to do at PGN, and then they walked away from it. You know, and anybody, it's not about going to hell or God hates them. He always loves us, no matter what we do. like a father and a parent love their children no matter how rebellious they are. It's not about love. It's about reward and, you know, blessing. And so that's really all it's about. Which in the end times is going to be the supply for all your needs, right? Your obedience. It's not about going to heaven. It's about supplying the needs for God, for God's need. Your need will be his need. You see what I'm saying? So your needs being met. He told Peter, go and catch the fish. And the first fish that comes up, there's going to be coins in his mouth. He's going to pay for your taxes and mine, Jesus said. So take care of Peter's stuff and Jesus' stuff. As long as you keep that in mind, you give the guy what belongs to God and give the Caesar what belongs to Caesar and have a balance and everything and make sure and pay yourself, you know. You get 90%, friend. I don't know anybody that's a better businessman than God. And he gives you 90%. 10% is his. It's not a thank offering. It's not a thank you offering. It belongs to him. That 10% belongs to God. It's called the tithe. It's separated. You spend that on yourself. Lord God, help us. You're opening yourself up for, you know, your own pressure, the wrong kind of pressure. Yeah, it's sad. And I've done it. We've all done it at times. You know, just repent. Get it right as quick as possible. And get it right with God. And start doing what God says. And God will protect you, reward you when it looks like you don't have enough. If you're trusting him and you're really obeying him, he will bless you beyond your wildest imagination. That's the kind of businessman God is. When you do good with his stuff, he does really good for you. I mean, he's really generous. He'll give you 10 cities. I love that. 10 cities. Yeah. All right. Wow. 10 cities sometime soon. We're going to talk about that. And like some people go, man, you have to run 10 cities. That's a lot of work. It's not work, man. I mean, it's the kind of work like being president of the United States in the sense of you're president of 10 cities, so to speak. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, when you get into Christ, you're going to be very blessed. All right. Okay, let's get ready to take communion. If you want to take communion with us tonight, we'd love for you to do that. Those of you who God allows to do it, we'd be thankful that you can. So get it together if you would. And let's take that communion and give God the glory for his blood and for his body. That he is going to reward those who diligently seek him and those who obey him. He loves all of us all the time. Always loves us. Never not loves us. Even when we're sinners, he loves us. Now, it's never about God not loving us. It's about us entering into the kingdom, you know, and in the earth, the blessing of God. Because the kingdom is full of riches of all kinds, right, of every kind. And that treasure place is the place he's talking about. Through pressure, we enter into that, right, through pressure. So let your pressure, not God, get rid of that, because that kind of interferes with the pressure God's putting on you. Enter in, right? Kind of all gets mixed together. It's like a big mess. So get your things right with God. We're going to take communion. If you have anything, any sins before God that you know of, and get them right with God tonight. Ask God to forgive you and cleanse you and wash you and deliver you from that so you won't do it again. And Jesus said, when he healed people sometimes, he said, go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come on you. Jesus said that. And he's the new covenant guy. So, that's the full counsel of God. That's the worst thing come upon you. We don't want that. All right, let's lift it up. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 11 and take communion together. If you guys got your cup and your bread there with you, let's do this together tonight. Thank you for your love and your prayers and for being a part of this. We thank you for that. All right. Paul the Apostle, let's lift up the bread if you would. Paul says, the apostle to the Gentiles, by the way, that I received from the Lord, which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you.
for you. My body, which is broken, you, whatever your name is, you do this in remembrance of me, the Sifra. Lift up the cup. Eat the bread. We thank you, Lord. Precious Jesus, for your precious body. Hallelujah. We give you glory. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's drink, friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you thanks. The Lamb of God himself lifted up his own body and said, you're going to eat me. You're going to drink my blood. You're going to eat me. It's like the food itself. I just thought about that. God just gave me a new image of this thing. The food itself, Jesus himself, the Lamb, prayed a blessing over his own body so that we could eat his body. Wow. Oh, my God. Woo! Jesus. You partake of your blood and your body. And we thank you that you lifted yourself up as the food we were about to partake of, the lamb we were about to eat, and said, Father, I lift my body up and bless it. And he breaks it off and he hands it to us. He breaks part of his body off and hands it to you. He's breaking his body, his own body. He's tearing his body and he's handing it to you, friend. He's tearing his own body, pieces of him, and he's saying, here, take of me and eat of me. Hallelujah. It is broke. I am being broken so you can eat me. And I give thanks to the Father to bless my body. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey. And he did it gladly. He did it in glory. Oh, my God. Who would ever do that? Lift themselves up and bless their body and then tear it off and give them something to eat of their body? Woo! My God. Thank you, Jesus. We eat you, Lord. We eat you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are blessed. Be blessed and multiply and increase. He lifted up the bread, broke the bread, and gave it out to his disciples. And everywhere it went, it increased. I'm speaking increase on your people tonight here at PGN. Increase and multiplication, especially those that are giving, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless their money. You will bless their treasures. God, open the treasures of God up to them, God, tonight. Make the darkness open up to the light of God. God is in the cloud of darkness because the darkness had to cover his light because his light is so bright, can't handle it. And that's why, saith the Lord, I bring you into my glory in times of darkness, in times of battle, in times of struggle, in times where it seems like, God, where have you gone? I'm in darkness, like David said. My soul is in travail. I'm in darkness. Why have you forsaken me, David says. Jesus said, why have you? In the darkness God dwells because his light is so glorious that he's covered with darkness because the light would blind you. Hallelujah. That's why in the natural realm they have glasses that are special made glasses that you can look into the sun, directly into the sun, face to face. And God has glasses that are dark. We see through a glass darkly so you can see and look right directly into the Son of God's face. Hallelujah.
through dark glasses, through dark times, through dark seasons. The darkest times are the times that we see the brightness of his glory, because that's the way he's made it. In dark times, in tribulation, in pressure, in the darkness, he is veiled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shiko cheko panda maki loka. God dwells in darkness, friend, because this light is so bright, it would blind you. So he puts darkness, like they put those sunglasses, those special dark glasses on, where they can look right into the sun. That's what God does with us. He brings us through darkness. Hallelujah. Because this light is so bright, you can only take it one level at a time, and then one level at a time, he takes away the darkness and takes away more darkness and takes away more darkness and takes away more darkness. And one day we will see him in all of his glory, where we can comprehend the height and the width and the depth and the length of the love of God. Because God is love, and love is hard to... Oh, I remember when love invaded my room one night. You think you just like going, oh, yeah, this is awesome. It invaded my room, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, it scared me. It was so all-consuming, I started freaking out. This is hard to admit, but you have to understand, I'm not talking about some anointing. I'm not talking about ooey-gooey, thick and chewy. I'm talking about an invasion of the love of the Father invaded my room, and I just freaked out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can understand why when they get into the glory that they fall on their face and cry out, oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, we have to have dark glasses on, friend, because right now we can't handle it. It would destroy us. But soon we shall grow. Soon we shall be and shall be known as we are known. We shall know as we are known. And we will be able to look into his glorious face. And the brightness of his glory shall flow through your body and your soul and your vision and your spirit. And you shall be able to absorb the glory of the Father. Right now, we can only see it. The only way we can truly see him, look into his face, is through a glass darkly, through sunglasses. I'm talking about the special made ones, not just the fancy sunglasses that are dark, but the special made lenses. We thank you, Lord, for the dark times we go through, that we learn things about you that we don't get to learn any other time. We thank you for that, God. We're not going to complain. We're not going to whine like the children of Israel did. God, forgive us for complaining. God, help us, Jesus. Help me. Help us to be thankful in all things. Thankful in all things. Thankful in all things. Darkness is what allows us to see the brightness of God. What little bit we can, because if we didn't have those dark sunglasses on that are special made, it would totally blind you. Someday it shall be. Oh, yes, it will. Someday it will be. Hallelujah. I want to see it now. I don't want to be afraid of the darkness. I don't want to be afraid of the darkness. God, where are you? I can't see you. Yeah, it's because the darkness, the pressure is all around you. And I'm about to show you things about myself. You're going to go places and see things you've never seen or known before, because I'm bringing you into a time of darkness, saith the Lord. Not of the devil, not of the flesh, not Biden, but the darkness of God. God dwells in the midst of darkness. He has to. And if he didn't cover himself in the mountain, when Moses was up a mountain, it was a dark cloud, the Bible says. Why was it a dark cloud? It's the same theory as the dark glasses that we have to wear to look into the sun. I told him the veil on his face, the glory of God on Moses was so bright that you would think it was just like he was glowing. No, he wasn't glowing. No, he was like a burning light. Hallelujah. And the light was so bright that they literally put a veil on his face. It wasn't just some glow, friend. We love glows. Glows are beautiful. This is like the bright light of God's glory that absorbed into his body, absorbed into his spirit, absorbed into his soul. And when he came down from the mountain of God's glory, where he saw the light of God, and the people looked at him and they go, my God, it's like he's one big, major, massive sun shining. And we can't look upon it lest we go blind. That's what's really going on. Some of you going through a dark time. God's going to show you things about him. Give him praise. Give him glory for the darkness. David felt it. God, have you forsaken me? What's going on? And God showed him things about himself. Because all of a sudden he would be in this dark place of, oh God, have you forsaken me? And then suddenly he would break through, and because he got a revelation from the Father in the midst of the darkness that he could never see before. And, oh, God, I give you glory, praise. And he would see things about God that he's never seen before. And he would walk away, and he would write it down, the glory of the Father that he saw and felt and sensed of the love of God and the victory of God. And how could he have ever even thought? But you know what? God veils our mind with darkness at times. Not to blind us, but in the sense that we think of blindness, it's like putting those dark shades on so that you can look into the glory of God's nature and see things about him you've never seen or known before, my friend. Time we're in. That's the season we're in. God wants to show himself. Get your glasses on if you got any. And I don't sell glasses. Sorry. They come from the Spirit. God, I feel the power of God weighing down on me right now. Hushe kubande chakwala. Sahuli moruha. Bendo kambanda. Nehoha. I tell y'all, we don't have a clue what he's about to do. If I told you, you wouldn't believe me. What the Bible says. Some of the stuff I told you, I know, you wouldn't believe me. I've already tried to tell you some of it. Pretty hard to believe. It's hard for me to believe. But you know what? I know. My God, what I'm feeling in my spirit right now, my spirit is burning right now. My spirit, man, is burning. My spirit, man, is burning. Hallelujah. My God, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Oh, wow, man. My my Lord and my God. Wow. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Y'all give me just a minute here. Okay, y'all give me just a minute here. We're just like, my God, man. Woo! Hallelujah. All right, y'all ready to move on here a little bit? I got a lot I want to say, man. I need more time. I don't want to do more shows because I can't do more shows, I don't think. Right? Y'all pray for me that I find ways to get out all the information more effectively. Thank you for that. Okay. All right, if you want to give tonight, don't have the link. I'd be glad to send it to you. You can text me at, I'm going to give you my number. You can text me at 214-505-8719 and ask for that link, and I will send it to you. That way, if you want to give tonight, you can do that. I can get it to you and make it easy for you to be a part if you'd like to be a part of it financially. We pray over offerings on Thursday night. That's kind of what we do every Thursday. Take communion, preach a little bit, prophesy some, do whatever, and go for it. Yeah, we pray over offerings too. It's a special time where people take care of business and help us to, do the work and get it done and prepare for the future and take care of God's stuff. Give him thanks. Remember the leopards that got healed? Remember the leopards that got healed? I've been thinking about this. The leopards that got healed, 10 walked away and one came back. Only one came back. That's about the measure. I think we have the most faithful 1%. But that one came back. The only one that came back and thanked Jesus. So now I think we need to thank him through our different ways, but one way we do it is with our, not with our tithe. The tithe belongs to God. We do it with an offering. An offering is a thanks. A tithe is what we owe God, what belongs to God. He does everything, has everything, gives the strength, the job, everything, and he asks for 10% of the whole thing. We get 90, he gets 10. That's not a thank offering when we give him his 10%, right? That's giving him what belongs to him. And then Jesus said, give to God what belongs to God. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So we got to get that right so we can be blessed. And then above that is a thank offering. So send a little thankful offering to your favorite charity or whatever you do. Send a special thank you to God for what he's done for you and what he's doing for you. All right? I really just feel like God's been speaking that to me earlier. And, you know, send it to your favorite charity. You can, yeah, of course you can send it to PGN if you want. But send it somewhere. Give God a thank offering and watch him multiply you. I just felt a special thing about that earlier. You know, just find somewhere you can do it. Maybe a neighbor, you can help a neighbor, do something, and do it as a thankful offering. Remember, it's not your tithe. That's not thankful offering. That's what belongs to beyond that. And go help do something. Just, you know, $1, $5, $100, whatever it is, and say thank you, Jesus, for healing me, for saving me, for delivering me, for keeping me, for watching over me. Thank you, Lord. Like with that one leper that came back. Only one came back, and Jesus, where's the rest of them? That's what he says today. Because he knows where we are. He goes, where's the rest of them at? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where they are. He didn't want to rat on them, right? Let me show you where they're at. No, he didn't. No, I don't know. Very interesting. Very, very interesting how that just won. And that is about the percentage, for the most part, of the body of Christ. Literally, I mean, here at PGN, we have a very faithful, loyal bunch to God. But generally, overall, that's about right, because people just don't think about it, you know. And but thank God for those who do. And God will bless you. Bless you, bless you. Amen. All right. That's that kind of exhortation for somebody. Maybe God's been already speaking to you about that, about helping somebody, helping a friend, helping, you know, I don't know what it is, making a payment for them or helping them. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but yeah. All right, there you go. All right, let's get ready to pray over offerings tonight. Thank you for the offerings. Thank you for what you do, for preaching in, for God, and giving it to the Lord. Okay. All right, let's get ready to pray over offerings here. All right, let's go here with Andrea, $5. Thank you, Lord, for Andrea. God, just bless her faithfulness to you, God. Bless her submission to you, Lord. Bless her giving spirit, her giving heart, her thankful heart. She's a thankful person. She's a glory person, giving God the glory in all different kinds of ways. God, I thank you for that. You call her your glory girl, God, to your glory inside of her, God. Her gratitude to you, God, her thankfulness to you. Like she's like one of the lepers that comes back and says, thank you for what you've done. I don't take advantage of it. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless her, God. Increase her, multiply her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open up doors for her, God, because of her thankfulness to you, Jesus. Amen, amen. All right, Daryl Paul says, pray for $10. Pray for the new position. The job, and pray for his sister that her knees, some problems with her knees, that she won't need surgery. So I can agree with you on that. I don't know if the Lord's going to speak that or not, but, you know, that's what we want, though, right? That's what we're asking. So there's times we can ask in prayer. So we thank you, Lord, for that, her knees, God, that she will trust you, God, that she will not have to have that knee surgery, Jesus, and you will bless her and keep her and watch over her, Jesus. And increase her and multiply her. Let her faith be increased and multiply. Let her trust you, Jesus. Let her learn how to eat right, do right. Paul, that have had arthritis issues, and they ate pickles all the time. I'm talking about major knee replacements, and they ate, and you know, because they had such pain, arthritis. In this particular case, it was arthritis, and was having replacements. And I said, well, you know, do you, the same old thing I always ask, do you eat a lot of vinegar? Her husband said, yeah, she eats pickles all the time, big pickles. I go, there you go, that's your problem. She didn't even believe it. She didn't even receive it. She went, that's not it. But she already made her mind up, right? Yeah, which shows you how the devil is a liar. She was like, nah, you know. And I hadn't seen these people in years. And years and years, at a Christmas with my mom. And my best friend, James, came over. And he had his wife with him. She had, you know, that whole thing. So, yeah. So some people try, people listen, some people don't. So we need to pray that she listens, God, and whatever needs to change with that. I don't know what her deal is exactly, but in Jesus' name, bless her, God. Open her up, help her, God. Speak to her, let your love flow into her life, Jesus, that her bitterness and her heart been broken before will be washed clean and made new, and she will feel happy and peaceful and health to her bones, in Jesus' name. And for Daryl Paul's new position, Father, we just thank you, God, that you move things around, change things around, and let him fall into that place. Let him fall into that place. In Jesus' name, let it be done. Amen. All right. Sally from UK, London. Thank you, Sally, for that $12. We bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Sally, God. We thank you for talking about a place of darkness. And she's talked about that many times, how that, you know, Europe is just like religious and whatever. And you know what, Sally, you're God's, you know, preparing you to be a light in the midst of darkness, and where your faith breaks through to God. You know, it's like, you know, I'm thinking about, here, Sally, what I'm thinking about is that when when Daniel was in, you know, Persia, or where was he? It was in Babylon, sorry, Babylon. And in Babylon, and he was, you know, in darkness. I mean, darkness is all around it. And so when the breakthrough tried to come, the angels finally said, Gabriel finally said, man, I've been trying to, you know, 21 days I've been working through this thing, a lot of warfare. But finally happened. And I thank you, Lord, for Sally, that it's finally going to happen, God. You're finally going to break through and say, I heard you the first day, but it's been a lot of warfare, a lot of darkness, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that she opens up an avenue in her own life and around her, God, for the light of God to shine in her area. In Jesus' name, open it up, God, and bless her. Let her be a light in the midst of the darkness, a light of hope, a light of blessing, a light of, ooh, look what God did. Look what God does. Look what God did. Look what God does. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Monique, $20. Thank you, Monique. Thank you, Jesus, for Monique, God, for that $20. And we thank you, Jesus. We bless her tonight, God. We thank you for the heart you've given her to bring forth the truth and to love the truth and to want the truth. God, and yet cover people's sins and forgive and release and let go and help people to find forgiveness, help people to pray for them that they will find forgiveness, that they will ask for forgiveness and get forgiveness from God, you know, and that they will repent of their sin, repent of whatever they're doing wrong, and they will get it right. And Monique, God's going to answer your prayers for people who need to hear from God. In Jesus' name, bless her, God. Open up that realm of repentance where people around her will turn. You know, repentance means turn from believing and thinking one way into believing and thinking rightly, correctly. Correctly towards you, right, Monique? Believing correctly towards you, believing correctly towards you as a person of God. In Jesus' name, and seeing you for who you really are. In Jesus' name, amen, and open up door of favor for you. In Jesus' name, let it be done right now in the name of the Lord. All right, Jayla, $23.27. Thank you, Jayla. Always good to pray for you. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla, God, that you called her to be a testimony, a trophy to God, for the glory of God, for the handmaiden of the Lord. God, you called her to be your hand and to be your maid. You're going to clean up the house of God. You know, that's what maids do. They clean up the house, right? Except God's maids are a little bit different than men. And when you're called to clean up God's house, that's a big thing, right? It's like I said, like a maid, you know, you're cleaning God's house, you know, like you got to think about this huge mansion, and your job is to run the crew that cleans the house, and, you know, I don't know, what something like that. I don't know what that's about, but thank you, Lord, for cleaning the house of God. Unusual thought process, Jay. I don't know what that's about, but thank you, God, for your work, for your servant, Lord, in Jesus' name. That she will wash the feet, pull God, and be a servant, and clean the house of God. What an unusual. Yeah, I saw this picture of this maid. I mean, like a maid from God, a maid from God. You know, like a maid, waiting on the master. You know, like the head maid or so, and going at the master. You know, talking about the Lord. You know, what can I do for you today? Oh, just sit down and let's have a little chat. You want to eat something? I got some great food, yeah. Let's see. And friends with the master and the Lord Jesus, and yet you're responsible for keeping the house clean. And with God, that's really big, right? He likes to keep his house really clean. Amen. So being used to do that in Jesus' name. All right, don't ask me about that one. But Marie, $20 from Virginia. Thank you, Marie. God bless her in Jesus' name. God, I just thank you for inventions and ideas on how to get things done, how to do things. That most people never think. It's called the wisdom of God. Lord, I thank you for you crowning Marie with wisdom, Jesus. You've given her wisdom, God, on how to sustain things, how to maintain things, how to not just maintain them, but how to increase and multiply them, how to make things better. That she never gets, you know, used to, you know, the way it is. It's fine the way it is. No, we're going to make it better and better and better, one way or the other. Increase it, make it better. Multiply, make the atmosphere better, make things better, believe in God for better and greater, not just setting in and going, oh, I guess this is it. This is pretty good. No, always content with what you have, but not satisfied. Amen. And I thank you, Lord, for breeding her for that. You made her for that, to make things better, to never give in, never give up, never give over. Always more, 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 more of God, more blessings for God, through God, in God, Amen. All right. Regina, $20. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Lord, for Regina tonight, God. Thank you for the glory of God in her life. God, that you're pouring your glory over her. Man, that's just out of my, it's coming out of my belly, Regina. Out of my belly. For your glory upon her, God. You're manifesting your glory in Jesus' name and giving her a new story, God. God's going to give you a new story, Regina. I don't understand that. But in the name of Jesus, I break off any placating. What is placating? I don't know. Hang on a second. Hallelujah. All right, let's go here. Give me a second. Placate, make someone less angry or hostile. They attempted to placate the students with promises. Yeah. I don't know what that has to do with exactly, but placating. Wow. Yeah. Who was I praying over? Regina. Oh, yeah. Regina, placating. Like, let's see here. Let me go back over here. Yeah, to make someone less angry or hostile. You know, like someone around you, someone making them less angry or hostile, whatever that is, they attempted to placate the students with promises, pacify, to calm, right? Yeah, that's what I got the word placate. I don't even know what that meant. Example of placating is if you placate someone, you stop them from being angry. Oh, by giving them something. Or doing something that pleases them. Oh, if your dad is annoyed that you forgot to take out the trash, you might be able to placate him by doing the dishes. Oh, don't ask me, girl. I don't know what that is. That is pretty cool. Placate. I would have never thought about that one. That is a different stop. To stop someone feeling angry. I keep looking at all different meanings. Outraged minority groups will not be placated by promises of future improvements. They've got examples. I'm using this is an example in there. All right, kind of give an example of what placate. You might look it up yourself and see. I don't have a clue. I just do what I do. There you go. Maybe God's giving you some wisdom how to deal with something. I'm not sure what that is. It's awesome. I think it is. All right, Angela L. with $25. Thank you, Angela L. Thank you, God, for Angela. God, we thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, God, that she's learning how to listen to your voice more and more clearly. Because every time we go through trouble or hard times or difficult times, you know, where we're questioning things looks like things aren't going like they're supposed to, whatever, it's like that time of darkness I'm talking about. Sometimes it's like God withdraws himself. It seems like that to draw us into a time of, you know, what appears to be darkness so that we can see something about him that we've never seen before. And it's like a new growth time for you, a new place that just situations that you've gone through to show you things about God you've never known before. Kind of like I see him putting pieces of the puzzle together of your life, of your calling. Little things you've done here and there, like Moses. You know, you think about Moses and other men of God who did all these different things, all these different feelings they had about who they were. I'm a deliverer, and you know, he killed the Egyptian and all that, and then he had to run off in it. You know, so it's like, you know, all these different things. He saw the puzzle come together when God met him at the burning bush. You know, he started realizing, okay, yeah, I'm feeling this and that. But all of a sudden, a lot of things came together for him. I knew I was called to deliver them. I just couldn't figure out how. How did I mess it up? You know, understanding started coming about his calling and what he was called to do, things he had done in the past, that why did I do this, why did I do that, why did God have me do this, why did I get, it didn't make sense, now it's going to make sense, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, Tanisha, $26, thank you for Tanisha, God, in Jesus' name, bless her, God, bless her calling, God, bless her calling. You're welcome, Angela. All right, you're welcome. Okay, Thank you. All right, Angela, Tanisha, 26. Thank you, Jesus, for Tanisha, and we thank you, Lord, for uncovering those things, a time of uncovering. God's going to uncover things, you know, that need to be uncovered. Sometimes God uncovers things with, you know, people, stuff, things, even ourselves. God's uncovered things with me. Uncovering doesn't mean he's uncovering us like we did something wrong or sometimes we did something right, uncovering something we did right, like what we do in our closet. Like he uncovers it, you know, and then makes it, you know. So uncovering things means whatever needs to be uncovered, like finding a treasure, it's just uncovered. Or God uncovers the strategies of the enemy and exposes them so that you can, you know exactly how to pray. Because the reason God uncovers things, Tanisha, is so we know specifically how to pray. He uncovers something. Oh, okay, I thought I knew something was going like that, but boom. And you start seeing it clearly so you can attack it clearly instead of boxing in the air or boxing all around it because you know you feel something, you know something. All of a sudden you get clarity on it. Pray God and uncover things. We think uncovering things means uncovering somebody's nakedness, you know, to uncover some sin. Well, it could be that, but usually it's to help them or hurt them if that's the case in that. So uncovering covers a lot of different dimensions. Uncovering covers a whole lot of dimensions, right? Uncovering covers a whole lot of dimensions. So, amen. Yeah, uncovering. Nothing's going to be hidden from God and God's people. All right? Robert and Sandra, $30. Thank you, Robert and Sandra. Thank you, Lord, for faithfulness and loyalty to God. That God's, you know, sometimes he changes our loyalties. I mean, I've worked with a guy, a pastor, for 10 years. I was loyal because God had me be loyal, you know. And sometimes I'm loyal to a job. I was loyal to a job for, gosh, years. And loyal to a pastorate that I had for years. And then God just kind of like brought in a new loyalties to me and started having me be, you know, or sometimes be loyal at a deeper level, you know. And sometimes I'd be in a business, I'd be doing something, you know, many years ago. And anyway, at the church thing I did, and God brought me into deeper levels of loyalty. So it's like he's changing our loyalties to deeper levels because our loyalty to God is extremely important because, you know, the enemy tries to knock us off that thing we're being loyal to in God. And so sometimes he asks us to make covenant and go deeper with that. Amen. Because that's where our blessings are. That's where our roots are. Our roots are there. When God puts our roots in something, that means that's where our blessings come from. And so being loyal to God, everything we do as unto the Lord, whether it's working at a job, but if we're there for the Lord, right? We're there to be used by God. We're at a church, a ministry, a business, whatever that is. And so sometimes God disrupts that and puts us in another position, or we get into it deeper because God says so. Amen. So thank you, Lord, for those deeper loyalties. And the deeper loyalty, the deeper the royalty. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Open that up in Jesus' name. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you for that, Robert and Sandra. Bless them, Jesus. As we become loyal, we get the royals, the royalty. I love that. That was a cool little play of words. Amen. Royalties. That's awesome. All right. Angela Joy, $50. Thank you, Angela Joy, for that. Jesus' name, Lord, bless her body. Bless her whole. Make her whole, Jesus. Make her whole in every area, God, where she can rest in peace. And that place where she is resting in you, God, retiring in you, you know, that being able to, you know, look forward to that, you know, moving to another level of serving you, Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And you know, sometimes we enter into rest just because we start enjoying, you know, when I entered into the PGN ministry, when I started doing, I enjoyed my last mission I was on. 10 years being house prophet of that church. It was great. It was beautiful. It was amazing. God was so gracious to me. And And then he moved in to teach in. And so, you know, but I enjoyed that. So I enjoy this so much. It's like I'm at rest. I'm at peace. I'm resting. I'm retired from working. I'm more into, I'm still labor, but it's not, it's a different kind of labor. I'm laboring without sweating. So I thank the Lord for that time with Angela Joy, that entering into that time of, you know, of joy of what she does, not only because it's fun work and you enjoy doing stuff, but it, because it produces money and blessing where, you know, things can be taken care of. Thank you, Lord, for that retirement and meaning that, you know, we retire from working hard and sweating to that time of enjoyment of life and being blessed in Jesus' name. Open that up, God, in Jesus' name. Let it be done. Let it be done. Amen. Nikki and Charles Fitzgerald, thank you for that. Should Stephanie pray for Stephanie? Stephanie is going on a mission trip or something. That's awesome. Wow, that'll be great. So thank you, Lord, for opening her eyes, God, to things that broaden her vision, God, of who you are, broaden her vision of who she is as a compassionate person, yet a person of truth, to bring truth and compassion to people, to bring compassion brings truth. And thank you, Lord, for that and the mission work that she does and things that she does to serve. God, that will open her heart, make her heart bigger. When we serve bigger and better, we do a mission thing, we do this, it opens our heart to bigger things, and our heart grows with wisdom and with, you know, understanding God more, greater understanding ourselves. And I thank you, Lord, for that time for her. She thinks in herself where she's grown and she didn't even know it in the spirit, and things you're going to uncover in her that that have been a beautiful work you've been doing in her life, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Nikki and Charles, thank you, Lord, for Charles. God, I thank you, Lord, for that that he will feel like he's doing a documentary for God. I don't know if that is a documentary for God, like you're going to be, like you feel like you're doing a documentary for God, like documenting his work. I don't sure what that means. You know, like, what is that? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Documenting his work, like doing a work that's, you know, in other words, God doesn't document just anything. He only documents, like, what's in the Bible that's been documented by God, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly of the kingdom, of the work of God, the suffering, the blessing, the miracles. Yeah, like, so whatever you're going to be doing is going to be, like, documented stuff. All right, Nikki, thank you, Lord, for Nikki, God. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing in her to penetrate the heavens, to penetrate the heavens, to open up the sky, if you will, to, what is that word, to rent the heavens in Jesus' name, that renting anointing, to rent, to open, to break through, to press through, like some people are called to pray and rent the heavens. We thank you, Lord, for that anointing to rent open the heavens and break them open in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Rent the heavens. Rent the heavens. There's a song. Rent the heavens. I don't even know what it is. It's something about rent the heavens. Yeah. Yeah. And unveil the glory of God. Unveil the majesty of Yeshua, the Son of the living God. Unveil, reveal who he really is. And we shall all be surprised at what we see when we see him. You wouldn't think that'd be the case, but it's going to be, right? That's what I'm hearing the Lord say. That's amazing. Donald and Tanya, $62. Thank you, Donald and Tanya. Thank you, God, for uncovering, for revealing, for protecting them, for watching over them, for making sure that they make it, for making sure that they get there, for making sure that they're there, for making sure that they're in that place, they're in their position. They're sitting in their seats of authority. They're sitting in their seats, their place. And with God, where their place is their place. Nobody can take their place. Their place is their place, God, their position. They're there. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. When you're called and chosen, that's it. It's not people that called and chose you. It's God. And God, and because God chooses you and makes you and creates you for this, then it's going to be. It is. It's a done deal. No one else can take that. No one else can have that. That's yours. When you're not there, it's empty. That's because you're going to be there. You are there. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Positions that God has given. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Daniel, $75. Thank you, Lord, for Daniel has been working nights. His company in Oklahoma has been having problems. at the night shift. So everybody pray for Daniel. Carmen asked me to pray for him. I don't even know what I prayed, but probably had nothing to do with that. I don't really know. But God just bless him and multiply and increase his crew there. That's what I pray for him today. A text is that God would increase his crew. That would bring the answer. People that he can trust, people that can work and do the thing that want the job, that working at nights is what they need. It'd be a blessing to them, not like, oh, I got to work at night. Now that's something they want to do. It's the only thing that fits into their schedule, and they're going to love it. In Jesus' name, be blessed by it. And bless Daniel, God. Thank you for the wisdom you're giving him, how to do more with less, how to work less and make more. The blessing of God, I speak that over my brother in Jesus' name, to work less and to make more in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hang on a second here. Just a second. What's going on? I'm not putting that in there, putting this in there. There you go. All right, I'm getting it. Chukupata mahaye. Okay. All right. Give me a minute here. Thank you. Shokipatanawa. Shokipotinawa. Okinawa. 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 Okay. All right. What was I doing here? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Give me just a moment here, please. I am working on something. Okay, give me a moment. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Daniel. And Chris, pray with Chris, $99.06. Thank you, Lord, for that. Chris, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for pressing him in, God, to this new place. God, then we talk about God is surrounded by darkness. Sometimes we, in order to look into the sun, we have to put on special sunglasses, not just any sunglasses, but a special made sunglasses to look into the sun. And then God brings us to time to press us into new. He brings us into a time of seeming darkness. It seems like darkness, but he's allowing us to see things about him we've never seen before, like moving into the gifts and moving to another place of how closely and clearly to hear God's voice. That time of questioning, that time of thing. Anytime we ask questions of God, we question him, what's going on, what am I doing, and we get really serious about it, the pressure and the pressing that's going on. Then God uses all that to break us into a new place with him. And I thank you, Lord, for that new place. Praise God, you're blessing him, that he is blessed, that he is favored.
God, in Jesus' name, in the knowing realm in him is opening up, God, in a way he's never seen or known before. He's in the knowing realm, like he's never known before. He's going to know like he's never been known. He's going to know like he's never known, in Jesus' name, because this process you're bringing him to, in Jesus, it's all God. Ken Commit said in that prophecy about America will have a time of darkness, and the faith will grow strong. And, you know, Kim Commit's daughter actually said that was the time of Joe Biden. And Kim Commit said, this is the time of God. This is God. It was amazing. So we go through those things, and God brings us, he causes our faith to go stronger in Jesus' name, because we have to like look for a different level of light, you know, in the midst of it. And so God bringing you into that new level of light, the new revelation of, you know, the word of listening to his word and making moves that, you know, that cannot be counteracted by the enemy, by a system. The problem is the system is used to counteract us, and that's what God's trying to teach us. All right, Noel, $100. Thank you, Noel. Noel, one of our market friends, as well as others, and we thank you, Lord, for the anointing of her life, God, to change purpose, to change the direction, to change the direction of things, to things going in one direction, and all of a sudden they turn around and go the other direction. God, you called her to do that. You called her to do for things and people and the economy and the world, and it's by the anointing of God to make a 180, a 360, really, but a complete turnaround. In Jesus' name, that things you're going to see, you're literally going to see things completely turn around, and you're going to see that with your own eyes. And because God says you're a part of it, you are a part of the answer. You know, each one of us have answers. Jesus is the answer, but each one of us has a calling as a part of God's answer. And you are a part of God's answer, in Jesus' name, to a dark and dreary world that doesn't know what's going on. And in the midst of the darkness, I know you've been your market person. So you've been watching the darkness go on, and I know that, you know, God has been using you to, you know, that time of darkness to cry out to God for a new understanding of his light. Amen. But sometimes we can only see when it gets dark. You know, like those dark sunglasses I talked about earlier, a special kind of dark sunglasses. You see through a glass darkly. But why? Because God's light is so bright. And so we thank you, Lord, for the times of questioning you and asking you and seeking you and questioning even our belief system, that maybe some of the stuff we believe, the traditions or whatever they would be from our parents or loved ones or even our own, like God's been doing with Randy Chandler. He's been changing a lot of stuff with me, positioning me. So I thank you, Lord, for her position, Father, with you. In Jesus' name, being changed, it's going deeper. Her roots are going deeper in Jesus' name. She's drinking from not from the surface, but from the depth, God, in Jesus' name, of your love and your provision in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Andrika, $100. And thank you for that, Andrika. We've got right here ESW Auto Sales, $50 LLC, $50. So we thank you, Jesus, for the work that she does, God, and with the cars that she explained to me. I thank you both for that. I thank you for bringing those deals, God, that seem to be secluded. They're very special. Bring special, do special miracles, special deals, special finds, special things, special places, treasures that are hidden, God. That are see them, find them, and develop them, Father, in Jesus' name. And the special treasures for people to really be a blessing to people, in Jesus' name. Like we said before, around the globe, different parts of the world, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Tyreek and Torrey, God, I thank you for brothers, God. They're going to know the brotherhood of Jesus. They're going to be a part of a brotherhood, the brotherhood of God. Like, I see God connecting them with the brotherhood of heaven, the brotherhood of God, like brothers from God or something. I don't know, you know, what that means, but being part of the brotherhood, you're the brethren of God, like their own, maybe their own age, maybe people, maybe even young men that are not so young, they're a little bit older. Mature people that have great leadership and being a part of that, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Chris, $15. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you, Lord, for your love, God, your love message in him, speaking the love message. You know, when God starts speaking the love message to us, Chris, it's not only that we love him, but it's how much he loves us.
to see how precious we are to God is a thing that we all deal, we struggle with, you know, and man, if we only really knew how he looks at us, if you only knew how he really looks at you, Chris, as a father, you know, of his son, and dreaming, hoping, believing, you know, knowing that the best for you, the very, very best for you. And then the better we do, the more we obey God, we get positioned, you know, like the ones who took the 2 talents and turned them into 4, took the 5 talents, turned them into 10, doubled them, that they ruled over cities. And I thank the Lord that you teach him how to do that rule so he can rule. Amen. And Drinka, $15. Thank you, Lord. And Drinka, for that, she says, we will work less and make more. This girl's getting this stuff, man. I mean, this is like, we will work less and earn more. There you go. God is faithful. That's right. Amen. And I thank you, Lord, for that. I just think that place, the number 15, the gift, the offering, that part of it, her part of it, the rest, the gift, in Jesus' name, of that 15, entering into that rest. That's what the rest really is about working less and earning more, taking less effort to do things, treasures, gifts, things that we find that nobody else can see, but we see them, and all of a sudden, God, like, takes very little to do something with them and make a lot of money off of it. In Jesus' name, I just bless them with that, Father. Let it be done. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Mike and Veronica said they're sending $73 and then gave 60 or 63, I don't know what it was, about 126 bucks, maybe 130 bucks, yeah, somewhere around 130. Thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the breaking the bread and the increase. Lord, let them see that their money is like bread, as we call it bread, that as they bless it and break it, they bless it, break it, and give it out. They bless it, break it, and give it out in Jesus' name, that it will increase and multiply, God. Really, literally, let it be a literal thing. They bless it, break it, and give it away. And of course, you know, give that which belongs, give it to God, what belongs to God, give it to him. And in Jesus' name, and the rest, God, will be blessed. The rest will be blessed. The rest is blessed in Jesus' name. Let it increase. Let it multiply, God. Give them wisdom and favor, Father, and anointing in Jesus' name, and how to pray and worship over offerings, worship over gifts that they send out in Jesus' name, knowing that's a sweet-smelling savor in the nostrils of God. When he's pleased, he gets happy. God is the business side of God. He loves to bless. He loves to say, man, you did great. I'm going to double you and multiply. And it's 11:11 right now, Texas time. December, look at this. It's December the 1st, 1, and 11:11 right now, Mike, Veronica. Right now, it's December 1, 11:11. It's 1-1-1-1. Wow, I just saw that. Very cool. And Carmen, $210. Thank you, Lord, for that, for Carmen. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just bless her. We thank you for the government of God, teaching her how to govern, the government of God, the governing of God, how to govern, how to rule, how to run things, how to, you know, like the way, knowing the ways of God. When you know the ways of God, you can run things. Because you run, when you run something, you know, God gives it to you, and then you run it his way, that's governing. In other words, Jesus said, I do what I see my Father, that he governed. He did what the Father gave him. And because he did, he was trusted with much. And it's called governing. He said the government was upon his shoulders. Why? Because he did what he saw the Father do. He governed well. Amen. He was So thank you, Jesus, for that governmental anointing on Carmen in Jesus' name. Teaching her how to govern it. And if we learn to govern and we do it faithfully with God, whatever thing that is, little thing, big thing, that we do that, then he moves us up and he says, okay, you were faithful over that, and I'm going to make you governor over this. Now you're going to be governor. Now you're going to be part of this government, part of this. And the government of God is going to rule the earth. Amen, eventually. Literally. And now we can begin to do that now. Amen. In Jesus' name, let that government of God anointing be upon her, Jesus, and activate that thing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Jeannie, $450. Thank you, Jeannie, for $450. We just bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for – I just see God. I don't know what's going on with you, girl, but I just see the prophetic, the prophet in you, the prophetic in you rising up, taking hold of things, like in other words, not being indecisive about what – Like, there's some things I'm indecisive about, right? Until God shows me. And then once he shows me, I'm going like, okay, once God shows us, there's no indecisiveness, right? We know for sure, but we need God to show us. Until then, we're kind of like, could be this way, could be that way, right? That's the way it is with all of us. Sometimes we don't know. And all of a sudden, God shows us, and then it's no longer, we're in between anymore. We know exactly. Being in between isn't like a compromising negative thing. It's like, you know, until God shows you, what do you do? Well, you love them. They're pre-trib. They're post-trib. They're mid-trib. We love them all. You know, it's not about not loving people. It's when God says, this is the way it's going to be. Then once you know that, then you come, that's like I do. Once I know, I come forth like, you know, with boldness. Why? Because when God shows me, that's it. You know, there is no in-between anymore. Before that, there's a lot of in-between because nobody knows, right? As I see God really fastening, like it says that he was fastened with a peg. It was a peg fastened. He was fastened, like, you know, fastened, like, you know, solidified, you know. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Hallelujah. That those things that Jeannie, you're going to show her. It's not about Randy showing her or anybody else showing her, Kim Commit showing her or anybody else, you know. It's about God showing you. Like Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood hadn't revealed that to you. And that's what God is doing with you. You know, he's showing you stuff. It might have been something I said or somebody else said, but it's going to be God showing you. Like Jesus said, man, you know, he got that from the Father. Even though Jesus had told him many times. But he finally got it. When you get it from the Father, you're not on the fence anymore. We're all on the fence. I'm on the fence until God shows me. Because I'm like, okay, it could be this, could be that. It all sounds good. You know, they got their argument, this got their argument, this and that. Okay, well, what do you say, God? That's what Jesus said. What do you say? And then he asked the Father, and God showed him. And he knew from then that was it. Amen. All right, Nicole, $514.38. Thank you, Lord, for Nicole. Thank you, Jesus, for her new life, for her new beginnings. Thank you that the old passes away, God, and that even a new body. And I thank you, Lord, for that newness, that new thing. God's doing a new thing and a creative thing and a new thing in you in Jesus' name, making your body new, making your body whole, making your body healthy, making your brain function at a higher level, you know, in Jesus' name, being able to see clearer, know more, walk in clarity in Jesus' name. As never before, you know, in Jesus' name. And I just, you know, you kind of caught on to that revelation we shared about, you know, Matthew 13, where, you know, the parable of the understanding, the seed sown in the good ground, 36 and hundredfold understanding. I mean, that was, and so I know that's something is intrigued you about that. And you're going to see that you're literally going to see that. And it's like a new you, like a new you. Yeah. Amen. In Jesus' name, like a power, like a powerhouse, like a powerhouse. You, like, you know, in Jesus' name, being able to see and know, and because your brain is clearer, you know, like God's doing my, he showed me doing different things. It's not just eating the right things. And like we pop some little Holy Ghost pill and we have, you know, 100% of our brain. It's much more than just natural things, although it's very much part of that. It's the whole counsel of God, and it's God showing us that it's the food we eat, it's the material that we have in our body, and it's the spiritual position that we know. It's the spirit, the Holy Ghost, and all that mixed together. It's the whole counsel of God, not just, you know, Jesus' name, we're going to be healed in Jesus' name, and we don't have to worry about how we eat what we eat. Yeah, it's a big thing, and we're going to, and the body of Christ is going to get a hold of it. We're all going to be healthy. We're all going to be made whole. Some of us are going to be at higher levels because we get 3,600 folk, right? Some people have gotten hold of it and really practiced it, and it's become bigger in them. So you get people running 30-fold, 60-fold, 100. It's going to be amazing. That's amazing numbers. 100-fold is where we're setting our goals for that. So in Jesus' name, amen, let that be done. All right, Greg, $10. Thank you, Greg. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you, Lord, for moving Greg into a new place, moving out of that lethargic thing, in Jesus' name, spiritually, into a new place of fire and dominion and power, God, and surety, God, in Jesus' name, that whether God delivers me or not, I will not bow. That thing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Jesus' name, God, you're calling him, delivering him, showing him, moving him, connecting him. In Jesus' name, let it be done right now by the Spirit of God. All failure will be considered, you know, loss for Christ and gain for loss for Christ. whatever we lose in Christ, we're willing to lose, we gain, right? Because we give it to God. Therefore, it becomes that dung. All things are become worthless, you know, for Christ's sake. And therefore, you know, we gain. So I thank you, Lord, for that, the losses. God, always mean gain in Jesus' name. All right. Valerie, $25. Thank you, Lord, for Valerie. Thank you, Lord, for God, her faithfulness to you, Jesus, showing her that the business side of God is like when we do what we know is right, what we know that you told us, and we know that you and I know we have covenant with you, covenant with God, that our covenant was God, and sometimes we have a covenant with God, we have covenant with each other. Those who have covenant with God, covenant with each other. And those who walk in that covenant with God and walk in covenant with each other, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us at a deeper level. In other words, we walk in a deeper level of the covenant of God, amen, and obedience. And in that place where the provision of God is amazing. And we don't come up short, ever. Psalms 23, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not lack. I shall not lack. And I thank you, Lord, for Valerie's going to be your middle name, not lack. Amen. I shall not lack. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. I shall, you know, eat of the green pastures and drink of the fresh waters of refreshment of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And the blessing of God is upon me because I know him. I love him. I walk with him in my darkness, in my valleys. And my valleys become beautiful places because I'm not afraid of them anymore because I know God's with me. Amen. Let that be open to her in a way that never had been done before, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Basically it, as far as I can tell. And great. I don't know how this all happens. It's just mind-boggling. It blows my mind. All the information that comes out. I mean, people think I've got stuff that I'm reading or something. I never read anything. Listen, I don't read nothing. I don't have nothing I'm reading. It's all coming straight out of my spirit and by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through my spirit, which is seated with him in heavenly places. And learn to dwell in that place, walk and live in that place. The more I learn to do that, which I'm learning and growing, the more spontaneous, you know, it just kind of flows. It's just the wisdom of God flowing like a river. And it's that no lack area. You know, it's no lack. You got to connect into it and live there. Can't just visit once in a while. Visiting it once in a while is awesome. But living there, those that abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, I prayed over Nikki and Charles, yes. Yes, I did. Thank you, Nikki, I did. You might have been busy for a minute or something, maybe, I don't know. Yes. All right. All right, y'all, I think that's about it for the night. I'm trying to make sure, double check everything here. Give me a minute to look and make sure that I didn't miss anyone. If you need that link to give tonight, you want to do that, you just ask and I shall. You shall receive. You can have it on your phone where you can just do it whenever you feel like you want. God speaks to you. Gives you the desire to do it. All right. Okay, let me check here one more time. All right, give me a minute. I'll be right back. All right. Let me check in here again. Thank you. All right. Look like Nicole gave $17.52. Thank you, Nicole. Offering. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. I just pray tonight for that family blessing in your life, God, the family blessing, to be made whole, the family of God, the family blessing, the family whole, the whole family, the family whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole, being made whole, family whole. Thank you, God, for that, for the family. I see you like, you know, having family over, like Thanksgiving stuff, food, family stuff in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also helping other families, you know, to get together, like open up your doors to other families, people that love God and that maybe your friends or something. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but having friends and family and having family. Laughing and just having fun in Jesus. And then the family realm, the whole family realm, the blessing of the family. Hallelujah. Let it be done, God, in Jesus' name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He's a family person. He loves family. You know, Paul the Apostle didn't have a family. His family was the family of God. Jesus, basically, his family was the family of God. But, you know, these days God is, you know, giving us our own family. That's the family of God. That literally is God's family. And I thank you, Lord, for that family blessing. In Jesus' name, on the cold, God, and increase and multiply that. Blessing, blessing, blessing. In every area, Jesus, that what has been hidden, kept back, now the rewards, like God is sending his rewards. In Jesus' name, he's blessing the family realm. Hallelujah. Yeah, very cool. All right. Thank you, Nicole. Very, very nice. Wow, there's a whole lot being unveiled right now. And we're going to be, thank God, the thing about PGN is that we're going to be right here in the middle of the unveiling and different, I feel like a little sheep over here out in the wilderness or something. I don't know how exactly anybody looks at it. Like, you know, we're in this place that seems to be like a secret place in a sense, but yet it's all what happens out in the open. I don't understand it, but I just know that God is about to reward it. You know, he told me that when I successfully made it through prophesying the 33 in the market twice, that it was like Joseph's, we're going to talk about this later, but about Joseph's prophesying over Pharaoh, about his two visions that Pharaoh had and the provision for that. It's opening up something along that line. We're going to talk about that soon. And I'm looking forward to that. Some new revelation God gave me, and it's part of the reward that he is blessing me with. It's just amazing. He gives you a word, right? You do what he says with it. There's a lot of pressure around it, and then he rewards you for it, you know. So I know, you see, the reward that I'm getting is to what? To progress the kingdom of God. And, you know, PGN, the whole thing, that's what it is. The reward that's coming, that is, or whatever is happening. I don't know all the details of the reward, but the reward of what I just went through, it was hell, man. It was the most heavenly hell I've ever been through, and pressure-wise. And I wasn't sick, and I wasn't dying, all that kind of thing. But you know what I mean? It's just like, I can't explain it. I didn't sweat, as it were, great drops of blood, but I, you know, felt like I was getting close. You know, just, you know, taking on the word of the Lord, moving into another place with God. I feel like I've literally moved into another place with God. And it's the reward of God. It's not just a spiritual reward, but it is. He connected me to a deeper level of the prophetic realm. We're going to start getting some really amazing stuff. And it's going to be amazing. It already is amazing to me. It's going to about to get a lot more amazing. It's going to get like, wow, you put on your seatbelt. That's all I can tell you. And get ready, because God is about to bring reward to PGN and to this network because of what, you know, God has had us doing, for your prayers, for the family we have here, strengthening me so that I can go. I don't think I could have gone through that like I did so easily. It was difficult, but it was easy at the same time, because I know I had you guys. Literally, I know I had you guys. You're my family. I mean, I know we don't see each other physically because we, you know, but there's something about it that's amazing. And I can't live without it. This all so that we can do this thing. And believe me, they're going to look back and go, man, you know, that was not a multi-billion-dollar corporation thing going over there, but look at what they got from God. I mean, it's amazing what they got from God. Yeah, we're going to be right in the middle of everything and more. Yeah, not just right in the middle of everything, but more. The Maury glory story. I'm telling you, literally, it's come to pass. It's happening. And you guys, we're all in this together, literally. So All right. It's early. It's only 11. It's 11:33 right now. It's 11:33. 1133. 11133. That's 3 1s and 2 3s. You know, the number thing. All right. Cool. December 1st. It's 11, Texas time. 11:33. I just got to talk about how God blessed me for the 33. It's 11:33. Remember the 11:34? Ooh, open up that door. Oh, my gosh. I just realized something. Oh, wow. I know it turns 11:34, so I can open up that door. I gave a little thing that God gave me. I sent it out to some of our stock friends. 11:34. Okay, there it is, 11:34. Open up that door. We thank the Lord for opening that door. Remember the 11:34 numbers with Biden and the election? 11:3 was the election day. And then if 4 days later, he became, you know, they announced that he won the election. 11:34, there it is. December 1, 11:34. And I gave a little thing, wrote out that it's going to open up a door. 11:34 is going to open up a door. Or 34 is going to open up a door. That's part of the market word. So it's going to go 33, and then 34 is going to open up a door. Literally, what we said. I'll show you that. If you want that documentation, I'll send it to you. But really cool. Okay, guys. Love you. Thank you. Thanks for everything. Thanks for what God is doing here in our little rinky dink, what they call rinky dink, which is to us, we know we are a treasure from heaven, and it is a treasured place to be with where we are right now. Very treasured. And God's going to bless in Jesus' name. Okay, Shannon said, okay, oh, you sent an offering. Okay, thank you. All right, Shannon, thank you. Shannon just texted me, so I was fixing to call her tonight. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, let me go look at that. Let's see what that is. Okay. Yeah, you gave. $15. Thank you, Shannon. All right. Thank you, Shannon, for that. Against any and all odds, connection with the woman God has for me. Amen. All right. Hey, if anybody wants something, I agree with them. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Lord, for that $15. And Shannon, thank you, Jesus. I just read his prayer request. We thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. And, thanks for the preparatory work you're doing for him, Father. The preparations, all that preparation. God is preparing us for the future. And if we're not in preparation, then we're not going to be ready for it, right? So we're ready, right? You're ready. We're ready. We're ready to go. You know, God can bring it because we're ready, right? That's what we got to think. God can bring it because we're ready. Like with me going through this thing, I went with the reward thing that I talked about tonight, the reward that I've entered into from this being graciously given the strength to do what God says, regardless of, you know, the whole market world saying the market is going to crash, going down, going to stay down, you know, inflation, you know, all the stuff, recession, all that. They've been dooming and glooming us, and God kept saying, no, nope, tell them it's going up, Randy, tell them it's going up. And we're going like, God, I know there's a time it's going to go down. There's a time it's going to go down. And, yeah, we're ready for that. We are ready for that, all I can tell you. And so God said that the last, since May, June, July, August, September, October, November, the last 7 months, up to November. It's now December, but I went through that for 7 months. The pressure just, you know, like amazing. And God was pressing me into a new place. And I obeyed him, thank God, and stuck with my guns. Against all the odds, literally. I document all this so it can be shown. But yeah, we're about to be rewarded all together. Yeah. So get part of it. Everybody's a part of that. Amen. In Jesus' name, bless. God bless Shannon, Father. Help him with hope. Hope him. There you go. Hope him. Not help him, but hope him. Help him with hope. Hope, help. Instead of saying help him, he said, God's saying hope him. I love that. Hope him. Like help him. And we all need hope. I needed hope when I was going through my stuff. I needed hope. I don't know what I needed hope for. I mean, it's hard to describe the stuff that you go through. It's like the pressures. It's hard to describe. It's just unbelievable and amazing at the same time. And God was pressing me into a new place. Boy, was he ever. Guess what? It's 11:34. Again, spiritually speaking. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Okay, you guys. Let's see. Wait a minute. Okay. Shannon just said I had put a rebuilt motor in my truck. $5,500? Need money to come in through something good. Business or whatever. Pay down my card. So that's $5,500 for a motor for your truck. Woo! Wow. Oh, Jeff just gave, well, it's so weird about this. Jeff just gave $550, and I was sitting there reading your text about, this is literally what just happened. I mean, I don't know where this is going, but Jeff, if you're listening, Jeff, listen to this. I just prayed over Shannon's offer. I was closing the show, right, getting ready to move on, call it a night. And Shannon says, oh, wait a minute, I got to send him something. And then he explains, he said, after I prayed over his offer, he said, I put a rebuilt motor in my truck, $5,500, and other mechanical stuff. Need money to come in through something good, business or whatever. And about that time, I mean, the same moment, I was like, am I seeing numbers or something? I thought you sent in $5,500 or something. My phone showed this. Often it just came in from Jeff that was $550. So I was thinking, am I seeing numbers? That's like, it was just really weird. It came over top of your text when I was reading your text. Jeff's offering came in with $550. Five means, what does five mean? Prophetically, grace. I don't know, grace, the hand of God. Look at that, $550 came in as I was reading that thing about your $5,500 thing. I thought I was seeing things. I did. I thought I was seeing things. I didn't know it was Jeff. I didn't have to go. That's amazing. Woo! Jeff, I think that means that God's giving you a new motor. I do. I think God's giving you a new motor, he's rebuilding your motor. It's like he's rebuilding your motor. In other words, a part of your, well, that's your motor. Your car's just not going to go anywhere, right? That's like the main part of it. It's your motor. And like, because that all happens so simultaneously at the same second, I don't take that lightly. I said, God, what does that mean? I thought I was literally having double vision. I think, am I seeing stuff? Is that? It comes in on my phone, and I was reading this text and reading the $5,500 motor he put in there. And then in comes Jeff's stuff, and I'm going, okay, God, that's mind-boggling. And I realized, no, somebody just gave $550, and it has 550.00, right? 550.00. And that's what was confusing. I'm going like, what? Thank you, Jesus, Lord, that you're giving Jeff this, and you, this God, this new motor, this new way to, you know, to get the job done, power and the ability to, you know, you're rebuilding something. You know, Jeff, God is rebuilding something here in the name of Jesus, by his grace, by his favor, because when he finds somebody that will do what he says, they can, God says, I talked about this last week, when God can find one person, that was always encouraging. If he can find one person, he found Moses, one person, delivered a nation that was weak and beggarly and poor and a bunch of slaves, delivered them from the strongest nation in the globe at that time. With one person. He didn't even need Aaron, but Aaron came because Moses was weak too. Honestly. My God, man, that is amazing. That is amazing. God, you're giving Jeff and you a new motor. You're rebuilding something. You're rebuilding. Hallelujah. You're rebuilding in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. That's your truck, huh? A white, what is that, a Chevy? Yeah, I got a white Chevy. Chevys are good. Nice. Very nice. All right. All right, so I guess you gave your tithe. You said you hadn't given your tithe, so you gave your tithe. So thank you for that, for your tithe. And God's going to bless, because I don't, you know, that's not a thank offering. It's just kind of what belongs to God. But I don't know if that's what you just did or not. But you said you didn't give your tithe or something. And you said, I don't know if that's giving your tithe. I'm not sure what that was. I'm confused on that. But sorry, a little late. I just, was that you or that someone else? Okay, you did say that. Somebody said that. Thank you, Lord, for Jeff. God, you're giving him a new motor. You're giving him, you're rebuilding. And it's yeah. So thank you, God, for what you're building. Amen. In Jesus' name. It's like what's been robbed or stolen or taken, God's rebuilding. It's in a different fashion, in a different form, with a different protection, with a different, with a different insurance policy on it. You know what I'm saying? Like he's got an insurance policy over it that, for some reason, coverage. God is covering it. Like it's Holy Ghost coverage. It's Holy Ghost insurance. It's Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit-led, you know, protection. Like God's protecting it. You know, angels, exposing of covering you from the strategy of the enemy. Well, the enemy can't just come in anytime he wants and take things and do things. And thank you, Jesus, for that with Jeff, God, with you. In Jesus' name, you're recovering, restoring, in Jesus' name, rebuilding. That is so amazing how I was literally sitting there. I'm chewing this again. I'll chew it again. So you got 420,000 miles out of that. Wow, that's awesome. Last motor got 420,000 miles. That is awesome, dude. 420,000 miles, that's a lot. So you gave, all right, so you, wow, I was literally reading this. You just have to see how this happened. I'm reading this 555-5500, you know, that he's talking about the mechanic stuff and money he spent on his truck. And then Jeff sends in that, the same moment I'm reading it, he sends in that five. That's amazing. That's grace of God. But bless him, Jesus. Open up, increase. Hallelujah. Bring increase, God. Increase that 550.00 in Jesus' name. Your grace, your power, multiply the double the fives in Jesus' name. Let him double. You know, that one guy who had five and they turned it into 10. Five and five is 10. We thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. For that, hallelujah. Open up. It would be dividing the spoils, God, in Jesus' name, with the kings, in the name of Jesus. Dividing the spoils with the kings, in Jesus' name. Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, that was the divine appointment. Your timing, Jeff, on that was perfect, man. I mean, you just, it shook me. I'm thinking like, am I seeing stuff? Because it just happened so instantly. Boom, I was reading this text and boom, that money came in. It shows up, you know, stuff shows up at the top of your phone, you know, on your screen and you're sitting, you got it reading the text below it with the same numbers, well, not the exact same numbers, but yeah, pretty close. Wow. Amen. Open that up, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, man, I'm getting ready to close the thing up. That's just amazing. Stuff happens so fast. See, it was even Shannon's timing on sending his. He was late. He was late. You know, he said, oh, wait a minute. I got to send mine in. I go, okay. He sent it in. I checked it out. Went back on and his text. But he'd sent a text when I was looking at his offering. And it had that text on there with that $5,500 and for his new motor. And then in pops that information at the top of my screen, kind of matching the numbers almost, you know, 5500 with another O on his, $550. Woo! Jesus, let it be done, God. Hallelujah. Let it be done in Jesus' name. All right, well, somebody else just sent some money. What is this? This is Marja. God bless you, Marja. There's $40. Wow. Man, this stuff just keeps happening. What is going on here? Talk about increase in rewards and boom, bye. I love this stuff, y'all. I mean, this is like amazing. You know, I'm moving. I'm going to close the show. And all of a sudden, boom, amazing. And Nicole had to give her a little offer, and I might have been off already. Kind of shows you everything works together. So it's kind of early tonight to get off, but, I mean, that was all the offerings I had. So I think I'm praying faster or getting information quicker. Maybe that's part of my blessing. I work less and pray for more or something. I don't know. I'm just talking out loud. And then Shannon sends his money in, and then that delayed me a little bit more. And then, you know, Jeff sends his in because, you know, yeah. That's amazing. What am I doing here? Timing. Hang on a second here. Just a minute. Just a moment here. A lot goes on. Just a minute here. I'm still kind of at it. Just give me a moment, please. All right. All right. So Shannon's saying yes, and also what stood out to him was I said timing, AMD, and the timing, and the 550 was a tie. Oh, I don't know. No, I was saying that I thought you said you were sending your tithe. I thought you were saying that was you sending your tithe. I wasn't sure what that was. Okay, to be diligent about tithing. Okay, that was on my heart last week. Okay, I see what you're saying. I got you. Okay, I missed that. Yeah. As I was trying to connect everything together. And yeah, timing though. Something about timing. Definitely timing with that. I mean, that's amazing that I'm reading that about your $5,500 thing sitting there gutting right in front of me. And then this 550.5.00 thing came in. Like, it's almost the same. It looked the same kind of. But I was confused for a second. What is that? And God was just, you know, it's amazing the timing of God doing things. It's just mind-boggling. And so that's what all that was timing. Yeah, so that's cool. But I'll tell you in some timing, you and Jeff are both in some timing there. And
Hallelujah. Really, really awesome. Okay. What was I doing? I think we were praying over Marja. Marja? Yeah, hang on a second. I'm getting messed up here. Oh, that was to Zelle. Some people get the Zelle. If you want to give on Zelle, which is your banking thing, my Wells Fargo, is you do it by my phone number, 214-505-8719. And Marge just gave on that. Thank you, Marge. Marja. $40. Thank you, Marge. All right, thank you for Marge tonight, guys. Getting in on all this timing stuff with Jeff. And actually, Nicole was in on that. Nicole kind of delayed me. I was fixing to close the show. And literally, and I look at all this stuff, right? I think God's trying to speak to it all. And I pray with her offering. At that time, Shannon said, oh, my gosh, I got to send this. I was praying on his offering. Going through his stuff, reading it, about his $5,500 thing, and Jeff's thing came in on it at the same time, at the very on the very page that I was on, 550.00, and I thought I was confused. I said, God, what's going on? And it's timing. So, Marjorie, you're in on top of that. You're 40, and I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that your time of wilderness is over. You're crossing over into a new land, a new place. In the name of Jesus, that she's crossing over, God. Let her just cross on over. Let her pick up the Ark of the Covenant. In Jesus' name, the Ark of the Covenant, in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name, and enter into that place, God, by the Holy Spirit and by your favor. In Jesus' name, that she will enter into that new place. In the name of the Lord, that crossing over, it's going to be in promise. In Jesus' name, let it be done now. Let that promise come forth now. That love, that fellowship, that family, that new thing, that companion, in the name of Jesus, come forth now, Marja, in Jesus' name. Come forth now. There's a timing thing right now with this whole thing, with the 5555, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Timing. It's time. Let it be done in Jesus' name. It's time. No more delays. No more delay. That'll be a song tonight. No more delay. Yeah. No more delay. Hey. No more delay. Hey. No more delay. Jesus' name. No more delay. No more delay. Hey. No more delay. No more delay. No more delay. Hey. No more delay. I don't have a band. I make up my own stuff, right? Jesus, we just make up our own brand. In the name of Jesus, we just make up our own whole band. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Give me angels, God. Give me a band. Give me music. Give me prophetic flow. Give me David's sounds flowing. Give it key. Give me David's sounds flowing. Give me David's sounds flowing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on. Wow. Amen, Marja. Man, that's like Puche Paraha. Kika Makucha Eke File Panawa. You don't have to fake it till you make it. Now you just make it. No more delay it. You don't have to fake it till you make it. No more delay it. No more faking till you're making. Making bacon. Yeah, making bacon. No more delay in the making the bacon, making the bacon. He's making the bacon, Shaking. Awaken. Making. Reward. Ha ha ha. One accord. I'm reward. Chica chica tokuma ha ha hey, yakata, yoko so, yoko choko 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 maka 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 me. No more delay. No more but delay. Delay. No more delay, more delay. No more delay. Jesus' name, let it be done. Hallelujah, let it be done, 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 let it be done. Like a machine gun going off or something. Yeah, shooting in the heavenlies. Reach the world through phones and computers. Glory of God manifesting on people, filling their teeth. Making their heart beat. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Let it be done. 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 Let it be done unto me according to thy word. That's our new message. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Not according to man's word. Not according to my word. According to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. According to the word of the Lord. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, dominion. The caretakers of the earth, are coming forth. The caretakers of the earth are coming forth. The caretakers of the earth, hallelujah, are coming forth in the name of Jesus. The angels, the kitchen goes to pakane, delivering the goods, getting it from the hood, giving it to those who would. Reward. One accord, reward. That's going to bring one accordness. One accord comes a special oil. Behold how pleasant and how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the special oil. The special oil for special miracles. Hallelujah. Manifest to Shaka Mahawa. Hey, yay. All right, it's like losing your mind on live internet radio, and I love it. And what I lose, I gain from Jesus, right? I don't have to be afraid. I'm losing my mind. I'm gaining the line of God, the lion of the tribe of Judah. I'm losing my mind. I'm gaining the lion of the tribe of Judah, with a roar, making the score, bringing down that whore to the ground, rejoicing in the Lord, all in one accord, singing songs of Zion, of the Zion realm, hallelujah, of the Ion, the eye on you. I got my eye on you, Zion. Z-I-O-N, eye on. Got my eye on Zion. I always love these portions of the show where we just kind of like let it go. I always like the portion of the show where we just let our hair down and let it go. If you ain't got no hair, gotta give you some hair so you can let your hair down, let your hair down. Not falling to the ground, but let your hair down from your head. Stuck on your head, staying on your head. Let your hair down, let your hair down, because you got some hair to let it down. Mm-mm. Beautiful, long, flowing hair. Give me some hair. Somebody's saying, give me some hair. Give me some hair. Give them that hair, oh God. Give them that hair, oh God. Give them that hair, hair, hair. Make them hairy on their heady. Head hair. Hair head. Not air head. Hair head. Wicca wicca wenge. Delivering the goods from the hood to the hood, from the brotherhood to the hood hood. Mm-hmm. Michukumba, Michukumba, Michukuchukumba, Michukukutunga, Makawakawanga. Willy Wonka? No, that is Willy Wonka. It's a movie, Willy Wonka, I think. Willy Wonka's, the Wonka's Willy. Like that. All right, y'all. I guess we're gonna call it tonight. What a great way to end everything. That's why I like to close the show before midnight. Because after midnight, I get kind of like loose, you know, like loosey. Get a little loosey, a little goosey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get a little loosey. Why not? A little goosey. All right, in Jesus' name, we are blessed and highly favored, and we're going to call it a night. Thank you, everybody, for everything you do. We love you. Bless you. Thank you for praying for me, and amen. Reward, reward, reward. Here we go, in one accord. Amen. That's what I want. God says, what do you want for your reward, Randy? How about my people, our people, God, being in one accord? How would that be? That would be awesome. That's what I want for my reward. Yeah, I take that. We got that. Hallelujah. We got it. All right, I'll take it. All right, good night, everybody. Love you. Bye.